First of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Don, baby, how's it going?
I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Right here with stadium announcer Phil Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Dude, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Katie Couric's Pink Tunnel and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's where opinions are like cowboy hats.
Right.
The Don and Mike show.
I like that. Beautiful. Put that on my tombstone.
And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, the whole wacky gang.
Oh, yeah.
Assembled here. That's why we called it the Cotton Pickin' Don and Mike Show, brought to you via Westwood One. Over 6 million Arbitron-rated listeners tune in this program every day.
And we love them.
We thank you very much for your patronage. Absolutely no thanks, though, to Big Al, your radio pal, Jeremy the Gerbil, Big Daddy Mel, Donald Monkey Boy. From here, he's my left and your right. There he is, Guy J. Elston. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. It is Tuesday, Mark 7.
Wonderful.
And our telephone number is 1-877-365-3636. Lots of stuff to get to, but I see that already the lines are humming.
Good.
Let's go to the telephone lines, because I think we have a guy in New Orleans calling us for Mardi Gras on one of these lines.
Not Tuesday, Cher.
Some guy who's already bombed, I think. Is this the guy from New Orleans? Hello.
No, Don and Mike, this is not the guy from New Orleans.
Oh, hi, who's this?
This is Sean from Bakersfield.
Yes, Sean from Bakersfield, California. Hello, Sean.
How you guys doing? Radio Gods.
Hi.
Sadistic, I tell you. Hey, I gotta tell you, I was watching the list today. Kevin James is on there.
You mean that awful VH1 show?
Yes, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. They got the skank Tiffany on there, some black guy that's praising James Brown, and he actually dropped your names in a cough and covered his mouth, said Don and Mike, and dropped your names, and he's picking every homosexual.
Wait, slow down. What's
all
going
right
on here?
All right, now, the show.
Hold on, let me just bring you up to speed what the show is. The show is an awful, a pre-made, like, game show on VH1,
yep, okay,
where they get celebrities, from what this guy's saying, Kevin James, our friend, would be the biggest celebrity on this
right
particular edition. They get one guy who's kind of popular now, somebody who was popular before, that would be like Tiffany.
Okay.
And then
this is on VH1?
Yeah. And then a wild card.
All right.
Whoever this guy is who's a friend of James Brown's. And they sit around in big overstuffed leather chairs, and they give out topics, like, who was the worst artist of the 1980s?
Okay.
And then each one of these pseudo-celebrities will offer up their choice, and then the audience votes.
Okay.
And the show is called The List, and it's generally a gigantic waste of time.
It's very boring, it sounds like.
Which is why it's obviously I'm such an expert on it, because I've seen it a few times.
Well, you've got that remote control thumb working all the time, 24/7.
So how is it that Kevin James mentioned our names?
He coughed, they said, so who's your number three pick? And he went with Corey Hart, and then he coughed and went, Don and Mike, covered his mouth, and the host, whoever this clown is, looks at him, and then they go back to Tiffany. They come back and he picks Ricky Martin again. He's just sitting there with this goopy look on his face. I don't know what's going on.
This is Kevin James that was sitting there with a...
Kevin James, yes.
All right, thank you. We'll ask him about it.
You bet.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
All right, goodbye.
I got the impression from that guy from Bakersfield that he wasn't enamored of, of his performance.
No, but to get your names in.
Oh, no, here's the guy from Mardi Gras. Hello, are you calling us from New Orleans?
Yes, call from New Orleans, yes.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Don. What's up?
How you guys doing on Fat Tuesday?
Oh, we're good. Yeah, it's great down here.
Woo! Have your girlfriend show us her tees.
Show me tees,
Beth. Show me tees, baby.
Show us your tees.
Supposed to be like 80 degrees down there in New Orleans.
That's
today.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty warm to me. I've been drinking all day.
One thing that always is a constant about New Orleans, whether you're there in the summer or the winter,
right,
whether it's warmer or it's cold, New Orleans always smells like urine. Always. Every time we've been there, it smells like urine.
And on Fat Tuesday, there's another smell. If you're real
can't. You can smell the vomit.
I'm standing in a puddle of urine right now.
So where are you guys at physically?
I'm right on Canal Street.
Canal Street.
On the worst phone in the world.
And of course, the street is packed with people.
It's packed. I'm in the bathroom line right now, actually.
Oh, it's so lovely down there.
Yeah, why? Hi.
You know, the lady in the background sounds like a Charlie Brown to you, just going, ba 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 ba.
Has your girlfriend pulled her shirt off yet, really?
Well, yes. She's running around naked. Nipples everywhere.
Have her take her shirt off right now, really.
What's that?
Really, right now, have her take her shirt off, please.
She is. Take the shirt off, Steph.
It's off.
Is it really off?
Everybody say, hell yeah!
Everybody say, hell yeah!
They're drunk. They're very drunk.
Of course they are.
And happy.
Yeah.
You know, basic directions.
Yeah.
Very difficult to have them follow right now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They're a little slow down here today.
Does she have beads around her breasts?
Yes. Well, we're not going to get an award at Edgewise.
I don't think
guys.
So, no.
All right. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Hey, you want me to just leave the phone hanging?
Yeah, why don't you just leave it hanging? I'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Don and Mike. I love you, brother.
I love you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, honey.
That's a young couple. They haven't been together that long. You can tell.
They may have just met her this morning.
I know.
Probably. Hey, Beth.
Oh, wow.
Show them your teeth.
Okay, here we go. And then, you know, tomorrow I'll be like, I don't want to go home.
Let me see which line that was. That's line... line number four.
It's fantastic.
It's our open line to Mardi Gras.
Cool. Listen, as crowded as it gets down there with the temperature today, it's accounting for a few more tens of thousands of people coming into the city. It's a nice 80-degree day. Everybody's taking off.
All right, we'll check back. That is our direct open line to New Orleans.
That's fantastic. Fat Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don, this is Mike Lee, blind comedian and knife thrower.
Mike the blind comedian. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Doing great, sir.
I know you hate to hear that. I have firsthand knowledge about Ellen DeGeneres' breasts.
I got a chance to watch that program last night.
Check them out last night?
Yes, I did.
They're pretty. You didn't like them?
It's not that I didn't like them. I didn't get enough of them. I didn't get enough of... I was looking, the way you described it, I was looking to see her face, then a pan down, and you were going to see her lie back, and you were going to get a full
when she's laying
shot
on her
of
back,
her breasts.
She rolls on top of Sharon Stone.
It was
Stone.
Too quick.
Well, that's why I taped it.
It was too quick.
Did you tape it, Rob?
And freeze framed it.
And we'll bring the tape in today, and we'll freeze frame it.
I was expecting, and also for that person that called yesterday with the body double comment, I watched the credits, and I saw stand-in for Sharon Stone, but I saw nothing of body double.
That's true.
For Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen and her beautiful breasts.
There was no body double.
They're magnificent.
I can't give you the sign-off on them because I didn't get a good enough look at
them. That is why we taped it. We're going to bring the tape in today, and we're going to analyze it today.
I think I'd like to do that because I'd like to get to the... I'm almost wondering whether I do the same thing you're doing, and even during the Ellen segment.
I know, you flip around because it's so boring.
Unbelievably boring. And it was the love scene, right? The first love, the only love scene.
Well, there are two love scenes.
Well, there's the one where they're, you know, trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, right. Well, there's two scenes where they're playing around, where they're rolling on the bed together, where they're taking each other's clothes off. The one where you see the good shot of Ellen's knockers is where she has a jersey on, like a baseball jersey has a number on the back.
Right. Okay, like a maroon jersey.
Yes, that has a thing. Yeah. Not that I've watched the tape a million times, with the number 32 on it.
There were a couple of scenes where she doesn't wear a bra for the whole show. I mean, no matter what she's wearing, she's not wearing a bra.
And it's not very flattering. You can't tell that they're great boobs by looking at her.
You can't tell.
The shirt.
Okay, but the problem I had is that they were doing so much wrestling around. At the very beginning of that love scene, I got the distinct impression that they were making every attempt in the world to avoid Ellen's body. That they were only, that you only got like a quick glance of the breast.
That's why you gotta slow it down. That's why we have the tape, Mike. That's why we have the tape.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing though, I have confirmation on this. The description of the aureola.
Big pepperoni size.
Absolutely perfect. Right, right, because I did get a good look. You know, you do get...
They're scrumptious.
...a shot. I mean, you gotta be paying attention. I was sure that I got the shot. I was waiting because you had said she lies back and you see both of... And I thought
you
were gonna...
Do.
It's very quick when she's on her back, but you do.
I was trying to, I had you had built it up, and I was really expecting that we were going to have a slow pan down to Ellen's face, and you were going to see like a Playboy centerfold breast there. My expectations were way up here.
Well, wait till we bring the tape in.
And I made the stupid mistake of not watching the 8 o'clock version, watching the one that came out at 11 o'clock.
Oh, so you didn't even see her boobs like till 12:30 or something, right?
I was sitting there with, like, struggling to stay conscious, and finally saw that. It was you know, the rest of the show was pretty interesting.
Ellen has, in essence, a meat lover's pizza on her chest. Mm-hmm. She has just these big pepperoni areolas.
I would like to slow it down and analyze.
We shall.
I really would.
Yeah. Give a whole segment to that today.
Wonderful exercise.
Well, a blind comedian, how can we help you?
Well, I actually got to feel Ellen's boobs quite by accident. Well, the first thing they teach blind guys at the blind school is where to place your hands when you're going to shake.
Right.
Well, I was doing a show. It was actually one of my very first shows. Ellen was hosting. It was in 1990, and I was the first comic to go up, and I was really nervous. And I got up on stage, and I reached out to grab the microphone, and I grabbed Ellen's boob.
Did you get? Was it noticeable enough where you got a laugh?
Was it noticeable? I mean, I was embarrassed. She was embarrassed. Everybody was laughing, but I tried to be a professional, so I went on with my act. About 15 minutes into it, she said, "Let go."
No, that's
all right.
Oh God.
Hey, true story.
Oh, come on. Just because you're blind, we're not cutting you any slack on this show.
I wouldn't expect you to.
15 minutes. All right. Did you really do that?
I really did that.
Okay, then the 15-minute thing was just a joke.
That part was a joke. Well, I'm a comedian.
I know. Right. He's a blind comedian, Mike.
How would you rate the feel? How would you rate the feel of Ellen's breasts?
It was nice. It was full, and she didn't have a bra on.
I don't think she ever wears a bra, right?
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Why strap those beautiful babies in? let them bounce freely.
She didn't seem to mind a whole lot.
All right. Thank you, blind comedian.
Thanks, Don Mike.
Thank you. Goodbye.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Looking for a little extra time just because God slided him.
Yes, of course. You've got to have that grade A material working.
You don't get that free pass on this show. Oh, back to New Orleans again.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Hey, Don Mike.
Is this the same guy again?
Yeah.
He's just listening to the show.
Great.
Let the phone just hang there, my friend.
What do you want to do?
Just let the phone hang there.
Just let it hang?
Yeah.
Here, I'll just hold it up for you.
He sounds like he's right in the middle of it.
That's great.
Of course, right in the middle of it is like, what, a 70 square mile area.
Everybody's bombed in New Orleans all the time.
All of Louisiana.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Gotten laid yet?
Not yet. I just got down here.
That woman who we heard earlier, is that woman your girlfriend or your wife, or did you just meet her?
That's my sister.
You were telling your sister to take her shirt off? All right, hold on, please.
All right.
Hold on.
Fairly impossible to communicate with him at this time, but we did get that information out of it.
It's his sister.
Hey, sis, take your top off.
Sister, hello. Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
You guys rock.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to say, I saw The Sopranos last night.
Yes.
I think Chris is going to live.
Okay, thank you. Let me just say, if you're calling about The Sopranos, since we've always talked about The Sopranos on this show, the day to talk about The Sopranos is Monday, not Tuesday. By Tuesday, we're already Sopranoed out.
And the homework assignment, if you were paying attention to yesterday's show, was to watch The Ellen Show if you didn't see it.
Oh, I saw those Sunday night.
And check out her breasts.
I see her in front of her
Sunday night. They were pretty good.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, what we'll do next Monday is we'll find out if Christopher lived and we'll analyze his breasts.
Christopher, what's his last name, Robbie? I hate to interrupt your first meal of the
not
day.
What's you caught Rob. You caught Rob with a real, like, Rob had unhinged his jaw for that bite.
What is multi? I can't hear. It sounds like you have food in your mouth.
That's not it.
No, what is his last name?
Maltasante.
What is the sandwich? Is it a sandwich you're enjoying, Rob?
Carrots.
Oh, carrots. Okay.
Carrots. The Art Baker special.
Good health food.
Carrots. Oh, listen, we have two thank yous today at the beginning of today's show.
All right.
First, we must once again thank the greatest listening audience in the world, the people who listen and support the show every day on WJFK-FM.
Bravo!
In Washington, D.C., where we got our monthly Arbitron ratings, and
once again, the show is number one overall.
Huzzah!
Rated number one.
All right.
I mean, number one in demo, number one in adults, number one 12 plus.
Great.
Number one among all listeners. So thank you. That's fantastic.
God bless you.
That's a giant help. And also, much as it pains me, we would like to thank Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post.
Well, you know, we said it would be the day that hell freezes over, but I'll tell you right now, he wrote us, you know, a pretty decent little column there. He told of the facts the way they were presented to him, and not any of those little nasty side comments that he likes to throw in.
A very accurate report in today's Washington Post by Frank Ahearns.
Absolutely.
Much as it pains me to say this, we do say thank you.
No!
Sorry.
Thanks,
listen,
Frank.
The guy wrote a good article about it. You know, let me rephrase that. He didn't write a good article. He simply wrote a fair article
about our show.
It was fair, and that's all we ever asked.
It's a breakthrough. And it was fair, and we appreciate it.
All right, so now that we've said thank you to him, and thank you to everybody for listening, I also have to say hello to my doctor who called me this morning and yelled at me.
Dr. Vinny Gumba?
Yes, the doctor. Now, listen, this is funny. When someone, I'm sure you get this all the time, you do the two buzzes.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, yesterday we were talking about when we were having our various things done on our asses.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor who did my last procedure to check for colon cancer called me today. And he says, hi, listen, I never listened to your show. I just happened to be listening yesterday afternoon.
Of course. That's what my doctor says, too. You know,
you guys were discussing your asses.
Must go around in those circles, those guys that do those procedures. They don't like to admit they listen.
I don't know. I don't know why. You know, the guy's calling me at home. He's my doctor. I don't know why he wouldn't just say, hey, listen, I was listening yesterday.
Right.
But no, he has to preface it by saying,
right,
I don't often listen, but I happened to be in the car yesterday, and your show happened to come on. I happened to hear this.
That's right. You know, I normally don't. You know, that's like walking into his office and say, I normally go to a better doctor.
Right.
But, you know, you were in the area, and I figured I'd just drop in and see you.
So then he starts lecturing me. He says, I heard you talking about the procedure you had about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah. He says, do you have any idea what we did to you? And I said, yes. He gave me the check for colon cancer. He said, right, do you know what procedure we gave you? And I said, yes, I described it on the air. And he said, no, you really don't know. Didn't you listen when I told you what we were doing? And I said, I described it, that you know, you gave me the enema, and you shoved the stick up there, and you looked around, and everything was okay. So, now, as a favor to my doctor.
Yes.
And because everybody on this show is anal, and I do mean that pun intended.
Right.
According to my doctor, Dr. Bombay, who never listens to this show but happened to listen yesterday.
Right.
I did have the fluoroscope done. That provides real-time x-ray images of colon and abdomens on a TV screen.
Okay.
Which is why I didn't have to drink the poop juice, which is why they gave me an enema. They gave me an enema.
Did the thing that they use go inside of you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why he called it a cousin of the colonoscopy.
Yes, a cousin of the colonoscopy.
Okay.
Now, they give you an enema, which they gave me, and while the water was still inside my bung, they shoved the thing in the first time. And then they get a large x-ray picture. It's hold on, I wrote this down. Spot x-ray films are taken. It's like watching a real-time movie, almost.
It's like a sonogram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A larger overhead x-ray is taken. Then the enema tube is removed. Now, all this I remember. And then they ask you to evacuate. That's why he told me to go poop.
Right.
And then after that, they stick it back up again, and they take another x-ray. Now, I would have received a full-blown colonoscopy if there were abnormal findings or if there were polyps or massives in my colon.
Massive.
Since there were none, and I had had a colonoscopy done 2 years prior, and I've had no colon problems,
right,
he did not see the need to give me the full-blown colonoscopy.
Good. Very good.
And he actually made me, look how ridiculous this is, made me write all of that down and read it back to him. So that when I came on today, I could talk to you expertly about exactly what was done.
The guys now, because it is Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and Katie Couric had her procedure on the Today Show today.
Her colon is lovely.
It's a beautiful colon.
Like I expected. Oh, it's so pink and so moist, so inviting.
Much prettier than mine, incidentally.
Well, I don't doubt that.
I had my pictures out comparing them to Katie's procedure today, but they're They seem to be more in tune with getting the word out on what these procedures are because of the fact that they want to make people aware of these procedures so that people will all get a screening for colon cancer. And, you know, this is a procedure that hasn't always been around, and it saves a lot of lives, and I think it's a good idea for everybody. I guess it's over the age of 40 you should go out and get one of those.
Yeah. So Dr. Bombay says that I should go back every 2 years to have this done.
Go good.
Every 2 years for the fluoroscope, that I don't have to have the full-blown colonoscopy.
Right.
Unless he sees something in the fluoroscope.
You know, I speak to this in my case where they went up there and they found a little polyp thing. They take that off. And as the doctor said to me, you know, if I wait and I don't get this procedure done, that's something that can be a problem 10 years down the road.
Right.
So that's what, you know, right there is a reason to go out and get that done.
So anyway, there you go. You happy now, doctor? I tell you what, now that I've set the record straight, how about you knocked something off that bill, okay? Because it's an ungodly, outrageously large amount of money that he charges to shove this stick up my rear end.
Yes,
and take these X-rays of my bung.
It's amazing, and you know, it was freaky to see if you watched the Today Show this morning to watch the doctor when he was working on Katie Couric.
When he was manipulating the device.
I didn't realize it. And then I'll give her credit, man. She told me more about that procedure than I ever knew, and I've already had it done. And when she was showing the way the thing snakes around with the camera, and then it's got a little machine that goes out. They want to take something off like they used with me.
Right. And you pull the trigger, and like these little clippers come out of
there's
the end of
basket
it.
That you know, takes the thing out. Mm-hmm. God.
Jeez, it's a giant, long tube. Looked like something from the Borg, like from Star Trek.
Yeah, it really did look like that. It was, it made me feel a little creepy.
And there was one scene where I actually thought that perhaps we, the viewing audience, are going to be able to see Katie Couric's shapely behind.
Yes.
Because they had her laying on her side, and you see the doctor, you see his arm going back and forth, just ramming this thing, just violating her, ramming this thing into her.
It looked really like he was using a lot of elbow grease to manipulate that thing inside her.
He was.
It was, and that just freaked me out, because you know that's the way it works for all of us.
And the camera pulled back just far enough that you could see his hand moving left and right.
I guess it's got a little dial on the side of this thing, and like he's got a gun.
Yeah, a trigger.
Yeah, like Dreamcast.
And he's going back and forth, and I thought, you know, if they panned this camera shot back just a half an inch more,
right,
we're going to be able to see Katie Couric with her butt cheeks spread. But, you know, they did not provide that.
She was, you know, I gave her a lot of credit for taking the cameras in there and being going through it. It was wonderful to see anybody that's been through it, and you see what she has to do, and drinking that stuff, which is just the worst part of it.
I make this recommendation to the Today Show, but I know they didn't do this for ratings because they're not in sweeps now.
Right.
But the next time that they're in the sweeps, do it with Al Roker.
Oh, no.
Amen. Do it with Al Roker.
Yeah, amen, because there's a guy that can use a colonoscopy.
You want to garner a gigantic share?
Absolutely.
Just promote the fact that tomorrow you're going to be able to go inside Al Roker's bong. Can you imagine the ratings they would get? Can you imagine what you would see in there? Patio sets.
Oh, man.
Furniture, old bicycles, license plates.
You know, the only thing I was thinking when I was watching that with Katie Couric, you know, they always think it's so trailblazing. I was saying, the next time I have a procedure like that, I'll take the tape recorder with me, you know, through the whole thing. The whole prep part.
You know, good for you.
I was very disappointed at the prep part. I don't know if we could do that on the radio, but, you know, walk you all the way through until countdown. It would be a wonderful, wonderful thing to do.
Here's Daryl. Daryl calling us from the Bronx, New York.
Yo, Don and Mike, welcome to New York.
Hello, Daryl.
Yeah, listen, you guys are great. I just want to welcome you to New York. This is Daryl Strawberry. You got any job openings?
Oh, all right. Everybody's a humorist.
Oh, God.
Hello.
We just took the bait, didn't we?
Johnny.
Hey, Don, did you see Rosie on with Kathleen today?
Nope, didn't catch it.
I knew she was going on to talk about her painful decision. Yeah.
And she starts talking about how everyone's going to miss her and how it's so bad for them that they're not going to have her anymore.
We should just shut up about that. You know what I mean? She made the announcement. She got her headlines. She was on Letterman last night. She's on Rosie O'Donnell today. Just shut up.
She does a crappy little TV show. I mean, she really does. This is not the end of the world. I mean, give it a rest. It's not like when Johnny left. You know what I mean? I mean, an American institution going off the air, that's a different story. When you get a network anchorman who's been there for 30 years and he's leaving, that's a big deal. Kathy Lee, it's not the same deal.
Yeah, just shut up, Kathy Lee.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth once and for all. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Hi. Yeah, I wanted to talk to Don and Mike. I'm a surgeon, and I've seen a bunch of people have their cars fall on him, and I heard him talking about working on his car yesterday.
You're not a surgeon.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, no way.
I guarantee you're not a surgeon.
You don't think?
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, can you prove to us, where did you go to medical school?
Georgetown.
Where did you do your residency?
Georgetown.
Georgetown, so you did your medical school work at Georgetown, and you did your residency.
I'm in Baltimore right now.
Pardon me, your phone is breaking up.
I'm driving back to D.C.
You're an emergency surgeon?
Orthopedic surgeon.
An orthopedic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And you work in shock trauma?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, my car didn't fall on me. Why are you calling?
What's that?
My car did not fall on me and crush me. Why are you calling?
Gotcha. I heard you talking about having it up on the lift, and I've seen him fall off on a few people.
You know, his phone is breaking up. I wish you could pull over to the side of the road so we could, you know, continue the inquisition to find out whether or not you're a real doctor.
Well, I am.
I don't believe he is.
I don't think he is.
This guy does not sound bright enough to be a surgeon.
No, he doesn't. And if we're wrong, we're wrong. We've been wrong before, but let's find out if you're really a doctor.
All right.
How many years of school do you have to go?
I went to 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, 5 years of residency.
Uh-huh. And what you say, you're an orthopedic surgeon?
Yeah.
So what do you do, like knees and stuff like that?
Do knees, hips.
Explain to our audience the difference between the ACL and the LCL. Or the MCL.
The ACL is the main ligament in the knee that prevents anterior translation of the tibia on the femur. The LCL is a ligament that...
I have no idea.
A valgus or a varus stress on the knee.
Sounds good.
And the MCL prevents a valgus stress on the knee.
What about the VCL?
There is no VCL.
What about the VCR? What about VHS?
I have a little beta.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 31.
31.
31.
You're a young doctor.
I am.
You get lots of stink being a doctor?
I'm married.
You're married?
Again, do you get lots of stink being a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do when you have to bag a patient? What's the technical term for bagging them?
Well, I'm not an anesthesiologist, but you mean intubate a patient or ventilate a patient?
See, now I'm simply using my watching of ER as
he could answer the question.
Right.
If he watches ER, he could answer the question.
Absolutely, bag him.
All right, well, maybe you are a doctor. Frankly, you don't sound bright enough to be a doctor. But let's go with the fact that you might be a doctor. My car has not crushed me. Why are you calling?
I was trying to get you...
What? Jesus. He's not bright enough to use a phone that works. You know, I would think a doctor would have some sort of special satellite phone.
He should, shouldn't he?
The doctor phone.
Oh, the doctor phone. It cuts through everything.
Where are you?
I'm driving.
All right, goodbye.
God, that please. Sucks. It's frustrating.
Christ.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't a doctor. We have to conclude that.
I don't think so.
Based on the fact that his cell phone crapped out, he was not a physician.
Not a real doctor.
He was a liar.
Hello. Oops. Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about Ellen's breasts.
Yes.
You guys suck.
Thank you for making a comment on Ellen's breasts.
You know, that was said with such total feeling that it just was a little more special than normal.
Hey, listen, we have, I think, 7 acts lined up right now for Thursday's Giant Freak Show, the What Would You Do for $1,500 show.
All right.
And I wanted to mention that up front, that during today's show, we'll again be taking calls. We only have room for 5 more acts for Thursday's episode.
Very, very good.
So we have to make sure that the next 5 acts that we accept are really great.
Good.
We got a girl who's going to come in and have her hood pierced, her down there area pierced.
Mm-hmm.
We have a woman who's going to suck Dennis Murphy's stump.
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy that's going to drink the bath water that Dennis soaks his diseased feet in.
Right.
We have a guy who's going to put a mousetrap on his penis.
Mm-hmm.
And
guy's going to eat the goldfish?
Yes, guy's going to eat 50 goldfish.
In an hour.
Or however long it takes.
Right.
Or as many as he can possibly eat.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 7 spots that are filled. We have 4 spots that are still open. If you want to play the reindeer game on Thursday,
good.
That's when we're doing that for $1,500.
Wonderful.
Okay, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
And I actually do care.
Well, thank you.
Just want to tell you, Leah Remini's going to be on tonight. Politically incorrect.
With Bill Maher?
You got it.
I bet Bill Maher goes for the tongue wrestle when she comes out on the...
I hate Bill Maher.
I truly do hate Bill Maher.
But she's gorgeous.
Bill Maher, I have always said, is simply the horniest television host on television. And you can watch him and his behavior when he has female guests on. He lunges at them. And if they're blonde and they're hot, he super lunges at them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He can't control himself.
Isn't that just down the hallway from, in that CBS television
same complex. Right. Okay, thanks for the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Steve. I didn't know if that was a tip, if that was a notice.
Whatever. That's somebody who's reading TV Guide, Milton. Real proud of it.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, hi.
How are you, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Thank you. Not sure why I say that.
What do you want?
I had skin cancer in my nose, and I can take my nose off and put a carrot in it.
You mean for the show on Thursday?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
If you really could do that, you could be a big winner. You can take your nose off and put a carrot in its place.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, you're lying to us.
Sure.
Oh, you suck.
Oh, we're so stupid. Here we are thinking we get a guy that could look like a snowman.
It could happen.
Hello, Christy.
Yeah.
Hi, Christy. You're on the air.
Oh, excellent. I was calling about the contest.
Yeah, baby.
I want to come down there.
Okay, what do you want to do?
It's kind of gross.
Oh, good.
I'll come down there and get naked and change my tampon in front of you.
You know, I don't know. What was the tampon one before that they vetoed? Oh, I know what it was. It was the girl trying to stuff 20 tampons into herself.
That's gross.
Yeah, no, that's gross. But what you're requesting, that's a beautiful thing.
Don't you think?
Well, do you think on Thursday you'll need to?
You know how you feel about the butt?
Yeah.
You know, I always feel the same way about the tampon
That's
stuff.
That's perfectly but,
you
know, this, natural.
It is perfectly natural.
Yes.
And I would say that, you know, you got to blaze some trails here. You got to actually see what Standards and Practices says about this.
Yeah, I mean,
I will be looking away.
Is your Aunt Flo visiting you now?
Yeah, actually, she is.
Okay, do you think she'll be visiting on Thursday?
Hopefully.
Hey, has anybody in your life ever called you a pig? Just out of curiosity. Has anybody just thrown that word your way ever?
Pig?
A pig, yes. P-I-G, pig.
No, they've called me weird. And
who is a celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Oh, God.
That could have a lot to do with the decision if I decide to go upstairs to the powers that be with us.
Well, I'm not a pig.
Okay, I'll be the judge of that.
All right, you do that.
Okay, well, who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I look like that girl that you liked on that was on Mad Men.
Which one? I like every girl.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
Kind of.
Kind of. Why would you say kind of?
But I'm.
I weigh 400 pounds.
No, I don't weigh 400 pounds.
All right, so you look like Helen Hunt, except what?
Except I have some piercings and tattoos.
Yuck. Gross.
Oh, yuck.
Are you pasty?
Pasty?
Like pasty, like white and pasty?
No.
Like skin that hasn't seen the sun?
No, I'm
like
not.
Like a subway dweller?
No.
You know what? I don't know, honey. I mean, would you put on any kind of show besides just change your tampon?
Well, I was thinking my best friend could change my tampon for me.
And what is her name?
Her name?
Yeah.
Is Marie.
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 Are you a lesbian?
Not exactly.
What else would you do? Would you sing her?
Sure.
I mean, there has to be more to it than just... I mean, if you want to come down, like...
God, I just inhaled some soda pop there.
Maybe if you come down and stand on your head and sing and have your girlfriend change your tampon.
If you can sing, that's a different story entirely.
Then maybe we'd let you do it. How would you feel about singing?
Okay.
While your tampon's being changed.
Excellent. That's fine. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Christy. I got to run that past the guys upstairs.
See, now you have a show. She's singing while that happens.
Yeah, how about the Star Spangled Banner?
That's right.
Or God Bless America, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, please, Christy.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Jim.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Hey.
Calling from Portland, Maine.
Yes, hello, sir.
How
are you?
Just calling about the contest. I'd come down and suck on Ellen's cheese.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
he's dope.
tail end of that cold winter up in Portland, Maine.
Hey, look at that. Up here this year.
Virgil, Martha, they're giving away $1,500. Go down there and I'll suck tea. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you get in the car, go down there, drive there, and just see those boys. Right?
All right, mother.
I'll collect that check right now. $1,500. Put it in my wallet. I'll suck tease.
Okay, I think I'm tentatively going to put this girl, Christy, in the contest.
I think that's You know, you got to do what you got to do.
She stands on her head, and she's naked, and she has a girlfriend doing it, and she sings.
I'll be a big wuss, though. I'll be squinting my eyes, you know. I'll be looking through my fingers like this when that's going on.
And she's in. And anybody else, you got to wait till a little later in the show. Now let's just clear these lines out.
And I apologize for calling her a pig.
Well, don't. I'm sure she is.
I do. No, I apologize. She's a big pig.
Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. But, Mike, as she said, it's so natural.
It's totally natural. Yeah. But it's really not. You know, if it was natural, she'd be using, like, leaves or something.
We will take the 100th caller right now for a prize package selected especially for you. Is that what you want?
Wool.
Would that?
Fresh shorn sheep's wool.
Would that make it a better experience for you?
It would make it more natural.
Caller 100 right now. Good luck. Call Toya. Our phone number is 1-877-365-3636.
This show.
Grandma wants to know why you and the Orioles don't go out and get some more team speed.
Team speed, for Christ's sake, and get some goddamn little fleas on the f***ing bases, getting picked off, trying to steal, getting thrown out, taking runs away from you. You get some big suckers that can hit the f***ing ball out of the ballpark, and you can't make any goddamn mistakes.
Well, Terry Elliott of Washington, D.C., wants to know why you don't use Terry Crowley as a designated hitter all the time.
Well, Terry Crowley's lucky he's in f***ing baseball, for Christ's sake. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds. He was released by the f***ing goddamn Atlanta Braves. We saw that Terry Crowley could sit on his f***ing ass for 8 innings and enjoy watching a baseball game just like any other fan and has the ability to get up there and break one open in the f***ing ninth. So if this picker minded his own business and let me manage the team, we'd be a lot better off.
Well, certainly you've made your opinions known on the fans' questions about baseball, Earl, but let's get to something else. Alice Sweet from Norfolk wants to know the best time to put in a tomato plant.
Alice Sweet ought to be worried about where the her next lady's coming from rather than where her next goddamn tomato plant's coming from. If she get her ass out of the bars at night and go hustling around the goddamn street, she might get a in her once in a while. I don't understand where these questions are coming from, Tom. That's about it from Manager's Corner. Go f*** yourself and the f*** with your show coming up next on the Baltimore Oriole Baseball Network.
Right, thank you. Almost baseball season.
Yes, Earl.
Time to welcome a new station to the Don and Mike family. They sign on today. Where the hell is Farmville, Virginia?
That's in the Virginia Agricultural Belt.
Farmville, Virginia. The station's WPAK.
Billy, do you like the radio? Billy, do you listen to the Don and Mike show?
Farmville.
Is that down near the North Carolina border, Rob?
That sounds like
Richmond area.
Where Superman grew up. Superman grew up in Smallville.
Right. Smallville.
Looks to be about 120 miles west of Richmond. Roughly. Okay.
Farmville.
Farmville, Virginia.
There's a university there, and I think it might be Longwood. It's a party school. That's all I remember.
Yeah, somehow Farmville rings a name.
There's
for
a good
me
party
too
school there.
Farmers University. You know, FU. Graduate from FU.
FU. All you FU alums, please come over here now, please. Thank you.
And I'd like to, as long as we're on the topic of wacky initials.
Yes.
I just want to say hello to Joan, a wonderful woman who works here in the station.
Just Joan.
Who we don't get to say hi to enough.
Right.
I'd like to point out that you can't spell Joan without J-O. That's all I wanted to say.
That's good. I know she'll appreciate that. She's always very pleasant in the hallways.
Who's on the phone?
The missus.
Oh, all right. Hold on a second.
Hi, honey. I'm doing a contest. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry, boo-boo. I just know where Farmville is.
Where is it, honey?
It's 3 hours from Northern Virginia, and they have great, great furniture shopping there.
Of course, that's how you know that.
Yes. Okay. I want to make a trip down shopping there. Whatever you want, whenever you have to do a remote, you can do a show down there, and I will shop.
That's top some of our list is doing a remote for Farmville.
Honey, we are never going to Farmville.
Okay, well, we can shop anyway. I've been wanting to go down there.
Oh, listen, as long as you're on the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hold on. Let me get my winner. I had something I want to discuss with you about Lent.
Okay. Wasn't Farmville where that nudist place was?
No.
No, where we did that, the nude Olympics from?
Yeah.
No. It was
It was somethingville, though. You're right. It was somethingville.
It was Auville.
Cheeseville. Auville. Auville, Virginia. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
100?
Yes, you're the 100th caller. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you calling from?
Fort Myers, Florida.
Kevin, caller number 100, and you have won the Nowhere to Land flight jacket.
Oh, wow.
This is a nice prize.
Yeah. I'm a big guy.
We'll get you the XXL.
That's what I need.
Don't miss Nowhere to Land, a Superstation original movie premiering Sunday night at 8, 7 Central on TBS Superstation. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. I got something about fat guys coming up on today's show, too. A guy who started an online dating service for people who weigh over 300 pounds.
And now that is something finally, the internet being put to good use.
Just go to www.kathywhiteside.com.
Oh, no!
Hi, honey.
Yes, I'm Boo Boo.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Listen, here's what I want to ask you about.
Yes?
I saw that picture, Rob. Honey.
You boys want to share that with the rest of the class, please?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
I thought when you were on hold, you got to hear all the background stuff.
You do, except you're calling on the inside line.
Oh, bummer.
You're calling on the inside line. Oh, I'll tell you, Mike, that there's... Yeah. You ever listen to Oldies 100?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind that.
Okay.
There's a girl that works there, does the midday show.
Big girl.
Well, I didn't know until Rob went off that radio station's website and told me I should check it out, and I did.
There's a picture.
Oh, my God.
Really?
She's gigantic.
See, now I can appreciate it. Now I know what you're talking about. I'll have to log in and check her out.
She is absolutely gigantic.
And maybe she's going to, you know, use that dating service, too.
That's why I generally think that... I get this discussion with my wife all the time about how come you and I don't have a website.
Right.
I said, well, unless you can stream audio, and CBS will not allow any of its radio shows to be broadcast on the internet.
Right.
I don't see what the point of a website is. And Frieda will say to me, well, people want to click on to see what you look like. Honey, I think it's better that people don't know what we look like.
That's not true.
I truly do. I think I imagine people look at us, they'd have the same reaction as I had looking at Kathy Whiteside in her overalls with her pigtails.
I lost it, but, you know, for years and years on my refrigerator, I had a little cartoon of a kid sitting at the breakfast table in the morning sobbing with his head in his hands and mother standing over him saying, don't worry, son, I remember when I saw my first disc jockey. I live by that.
Honey, listen, here's what I want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Kathy Whiteside Tuesday. tomorrow is the beginning of Lent. Mm-hmm. Now, every year I do try to really give up something for Lent.
Yeah, you know what? And I was asking a Catholic about those loopholes I told you about, and she said that that's a bunch of baloney.
Well, we'll stick with our own rules.
The loopholes where you get vacation, Sunday, and sick days off.
Well, we were discussing Lent as a family the other night.
You mean as certain days that you would be able to indulge in whatever you're giving up?
For instance, on vacation, if your vacation happened to fall during Lent, which ours does.
Always has, yes.
You would be able to break your Lent. You could also break Lent on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday. You can also break Lent if you're not feeling well.
Okay.
But she said the only one she ever heard like what that was by the Irish Catholics who, if any one of them gave up drinking in St. Patrick's Day was during Lent, of course. You know, that would be a free day.
Yeah, that's actually part of the religious doctrine, too.
Well, being as we're not really Catholics anyway, who the hell cares?
No,
you know, it's all in the spirit.
Right.
So we can make up our own rules for Lent.
Do you Episcopalians celebrate Lent?
Oh, we do Ask Wednesday.
Celebrate Lent.
Ask Wednesday and everything, the whole
thing. You do the whole giving something up. Is that part of the Episcopalian faith also, where you actually you're supposed to give something up, or do you just observe Lent?
I think you just observe it. I mean,
you can give it up, but there's just no pressure with the Episcopalian.
Yeah, you know, Episcopalians like Catholic light. I mean,
yeah, it's JV Catholic.
Yeah, it's like being a Catholic without all the hassle of being Catholic. You know, the best thing about being Episcopalian is you can wear a rubber.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing. Uh-huh. And I wear a rubber when we go to church.
Yeah, and just to wear it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I just wear it on the outside of my clothes.
Yeah. And I didn't know until just recently during one of those quizzes that you have never, ever worn one.
Never worn a rubber in my life.
You might have to do that just for fun.
I don't think it would be fun. Why would I want to wear a rubber when I don't have to wear a rubber?
So that when the time comes and you have to instruct your child or maybe, you know, your grandchildren in future years, you can do it with some basis of expertise.
Oh, honey, listen.
Of course, we threw it out, but I'd say I'd loan you the czar for demonstration purposes.
Oh, I thought you were going to loan him a rubber.
No.
First off, when it comes time, I'm sure that our son will already know how to do it. This is a thing that is passed down from peer to peer.
No,
I don't want to sit down at the kitchen table with a banana or something like that, and show Bart how to put a condom on.
Yeah, and you always had that feeling if you're doing that, that you're, you know, you're encouraging the behavior. You know, that it's probably the responsible thing to do, but I would always have in my mind that if I set aside a time, you know, without any initiative on your son's part, if you set aside a time to go over that, you'd be saying, okay, here's how to do it. Now, go ahead.
Have
full,
fun.
Full speed ahead. Now you know. Go knock yourself out.
Well, otherwise you're just putting your head in the sand. I mean,
yeah, you're right about that. I agree with you there.
Well, listen, unfortunately, I don't think we have to worry about that for a couple of weeks with him.
What I'm going to do when my daughters get to that age, I will take out a condom and I will show them the condom. I say, you see this? Stay away from this or anything that's near this. It's all poisonous, and you're going to go to a convent.
No, you can insert a diaphragm.
And then you will, no, then Mike will take out a sewing machine and just sew his daughter's legs shut.
And it's like, get ye to the nunnery. I don't know what the hell I'm going to... You know, I really don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to a psychiatrist and get on some kind of antidepressant depressant medication. That's what I'm going to do.
I think I got men at my door.
Honey, listen, here's what I want to ask you.
Wait a minute.
For Lent.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Make it quick.
All right, for Lent, how would you feel? This is not for me, something that maybe would make you feel better.
Yeah.
About me. I would be willing to give up pay-per-view pornos for Lent.
That's I admire that.
No, you know, I think it's more in the spirit of Lent. You know, whatever you do diet-wise is fine, but God is not Jenny Craig, and he doesn't care how... You know, my doorbell's ringing. You just have to hold on, my boo-boo. Hold on.
The men are at the door.
What does diet have to do with this? I said I would give up pornos.
She was, I think, starting to say what you were doing is a good idea, I think.
I mean, in the past, I have lost weight on Lent.
She was about to say, I think she was going to say something along the lines of, you know, diet is for you, it helps you lose weight. And
I'm going to have to move the car.
Frida, were you starting to adhere to this idea about him giving up porno?
That seems like a more godly thing to do.
That's what I know.
Then you got it.
Yep.
You got it. And you
I
know
admire
how,
that.
You know
I
how you'll
do.
Be able to tell? Because you get those stupid DirecTV bills.
No, you know how I'll be able to tell? You'll be bugging me all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well then it's a deal.
All right, Chiggy, I will try and take the place.
Okay.
I know, that's a tall order to fill.
You got it.
All right. Good boy. Love you.
And for Lent, you should give me more sex. That should be what
you
think
God would like that?
That should be what you should do for Lent.
Give up saying no?
Yes. Try saying yes every once in a while.
All right, I'll work on that.
Have you said what you're going to give up?
No, because I've already given. I told you, you know, when we had this discussion on the air,
my wife hasn't.
I've given up everything.
She doesn't do anything anyway.
I've given up drinking. I've given up sugar. I've given up carbohydrates.
Oh, that's right.
She doesn't do anything. She's no fun.
I've given up coffee. I've given up.
As a matter of fact, I think you should start something for Lent. Instead of giving something up.
That's a good idea.
You should start drinking or start cussing or something.
You know, the only things that I can think of that wouldn't hurt my health to take up are cussing and fooling around. So I'm thinking about those two things.
All right, well, think about the fooling around thing. Think about me first.
Oh, all right, my
friend. All right, honey.
I love you.
All right, love you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. All right, well, then that's a good one.
It's a real good one.
I won't watch any pay-per-view pornos for the entire Lent period.
How many you figure, you know, average? If you average the year out, how many you figure you watch a week?
Three.
Yeah,
maybe four.
It's really.
Yeah.
Three or four. That's a sacrifice.
I watched a good one today.
You know, don't you wish, though, with that particular service, that there was some sort of time viewed, you know, instead of every time you order one, you get laid with that incredible
pay per minute.
It's horrible. It's $7.99. It's the most expensive thing on pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're virtually paying $7.99 for 2 minutes.
And it's a rip-off.
As soon as the first scene is over,
right.
You know, you pull up your sweatpants and you go get something to eat or whatever you're doing.
You know, what I would think is that if you added up the amount of $7.99 charges that you get during the year, it would be unbelievable compared to like a movie service like an HBO that you would, you know, rent for the whole year. I would think it would be astronomical compared to that.
Well, I'll give it up.
That's great.
I'll give
You'll
it up.
Save a little money. You'll save thousands of dollars. You know, I was just going to jump on the bandwagon and say, yeah, I'll do the same thing, but not a chance.
No. Feel no pressure.
I'm going to give up ice cream.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There you go.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know, the important thing with Lent is not giving something up, but taking something on. If you want to be truly good, you should give up the porno, but then donate all that money you're saving to charity or some good work
listen,
like that.
F charity, okay? You shouldn't say that. I do enough good work right here every day. Yes, Robbie?
If you watch three pornos per week, in a year you only spend $1,246.44 plus tax.
And what would the average pay-per-view channel like an HBO, that cost you what?
think HBO is $17 a month for five channels. So.
Right. Oh, now you've really got him going.
Yeah, I know. Now the math. Mr. Wizard is really...
That's $204 a year.
Hello, Ben. So yes, so it would be cheaper just to subscribe to the Playboy channel or something.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, yeah, it used to be, when I had my super big dish, you know, the one that got all, you could rent those
But
services.
Do they show everything on Playboy?
No.
No, they do what you like.
Just soft porn. That's why if you go to Playboy... quite often.
It's only $5.99, right?
Yeah, $4.99. You go to that little adult channel. There's another one that's a little soft core adult, and it's $4.99.
No,
it's not worth
it. No, your real bargain is you buy the tapes.
Or you can,
you know, that's absolutely... Buzz, how many tapes do you have currently?
I don't know. A dozen, maybe.
A dozen. The dirty dozen.
You can subscribe to Playboy by the month. I forget how much
Playboy
it is.
Playboy, to me, is... You know,
Playboy sucks. Playboy.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't like hardcore porn. I don't like seeing... geesh, I don't like seeing guys' things, but I don't like Playboy TV either. I mean, I like the happy medium in between the hardcore and Playboy, where it's just girls standing by big haylofts taking their shirts off.
And that's what you get with the service. See, I think that not only do you spend $7.99 for that, but you don't get... You know, you get a movie that is... The reason I don't like it, and this is, honest to God, this is the real reason I don't like it. You're getting something that where they're adhering to censorship standards while they're shooting the movie or while they're editing it. So, you know, to me it's just ridiculous when you'll see, like, you know, the corner of somebody's face and they're all going, because you know what they're doing.
There's
an
awful lot of shots. Well, let me just say, in those movies,
stupid.
There's lots of girls with long hair.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, where they
and
have,
you see, I mean,
where they have their head down somewhere.
Or you'll see, like, the guy move the lady's leg. You know what I mean? And it's so stupid. Because what are you doing? You're watching two people doing it, and what the hell is the difference? But I really feel like it's Big Brother when I'm watching something like that, and you see them, you know, going all these crazy angles, and then you see the real fake one where they both go, oh, you know nothing's happening.
Hello, Ben.
Well, when I was a little kid, I solved the Lent problem by giving up something. That's Catholicism.
All right, thank you, Ben.
Ah, somebody's thinking too much.
Thank you. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
It's been so long since I've talked to you guys.
Oh, has it really?
Hi there.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Rodney Dangerfield. Hi there.
Well, how do we know you? How do we know you, Sharon?
I was on live stirring the soup last summer. You remember?
Yes. Yes. When can you come down and make more soup?
actually, I was thinking about that. I think I could do that. Oh, I don't know, maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
Oh, I was thinking, like, tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, I can't do it tomorrow. I'm working, like, a lot.
Really?
You're really thinking of today, though.
Haven't you heard I've just given up pornos for the entire month until Easter? Please?
Okay, well, look, I'll make a deal with you guys. Actually, I'm working, I told Charlie, I actually got a job as a stripper now, so...
No!
Oh, really?
Yeah. How nice!
Shocker.
So, I don't know. I could do, like, a show for you guys, but you're going to have to, like, be nice and, hello?
When have we not been nice to you?
No, I'm saying, no, just be, like, nice about my schedule and don't be, like, make me feel bad because I can't come in tomorrow.
When do you think, when do you think you'd be able to make it down here?
To make soup?
I could do it Friday.
Friday would be good.
Perfect.
Oh, no, we're not here Friday. Oh, Friday, we're in Los Angeles.
We were blinded. All right, we were blinded temporarily.
Blinded by our love of soup.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I'll put you on hold, and if you can come up with a date with Charlie, maybe sometime soon you can come down and make soup for the whole gang.
Okay.
All right, that would be great.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on, Sharon. That's Sharon. Everybody.
Come down to the Don in my kitchen.
She makes soup.
Yes, she does.
Hello there, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
I want to show you, tell you about a way to save money on the DirecTV pornos.
Yes, sir.
You tape it. Now I'm down. I taped the movie in February. I'm now down to 80 cents per J.O.
Wow, that's initiative. That is initiative.
You know, that's not bad, except I don't want to have any tapes laying around. I mean,
right.
I was incredibly embarrassed a couple of years ago.
Don't you have your secret stash, like Chris Rock says, with your Batman wall or anything like that?
I do not, because a couple of years ago, my wife was cleaning out my closet,
right,
and my son was up there, and they pulled out my copy of Boobtown, and it said real big on the box, Boobtown, and then I had Boobtown, too.
Right.
They both came running downstairs, each of them with a VHS in their hand.
going, hey, are these your tapes? Boob Town? But no, I'm afraid to have any porno in the house.
Yeah. You have to be very careful. But, I mean, that's why you just have to be more creative on where you where you put your stash.
You don't know how sneaky my family is.
Your family has always been...
very sneaky.
Able to, you know, to nail you as far as where it is. You know, it started, and when you were able to actually see the
past
results...
purchases.
Oh, my God. I mean, you were totally brought out there.
They do that constantly. They're constantly going to the dish, pushing past purchases, and then they'll save them up until, like, we're sitting at dinner. And seriously, my son will bust my balls. My son will say, hey, Dad, how was that movie... Biker Chicks at the Highway Stop.
And your wife kind of encourages that.
Yeah.
So you'll feel worse about renting those movies.
And I'll say, what are you talking about? He says, well, it says on the DFS dish that you watched Biker Girls at the Highway Bar this morning at 11 a.m.
You know, they show you that you've ordered that, but they don't show the length of time that you stayed on it. Now, that to me would balance it out just a little bit. Hey, I was only there for a minute and a half.
Well, that's all the time it takes.
That's right. And Buzz, do you rent or do you buy your videos?
I buy them usually.
I would not rent.
I wouldn't rent a video.
You want to talk about a way to get the cooties?
Oh, my God. Put a black light over that. Can you imagine that?
Who knows where that's been?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What would you guys rather eat off of, Ellen's boobs or Anne's colon? Or Katie's colon, sorry.
That's a stupid question.
Ellen's boobs. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've got a solution for Don in the morning about having tapes. He used to get a TV replay or a TiVo, and he could store up to 20 hours of video on a hard drive.
All right, now listen. Thank you, genius. I am aware of what TiVo is, but it's still, even if I had TiVo, my family could still come in and could access the hard drive and could simply pull up the menu that shows Boob Town and Boob Town 2 and The Girls of Chocolate City, which is another great one I rented over the weekend.
Girls of Chocolate City.
Every once in a while I feel crazy and I order like a black porno.
There you go. Good for you.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel a little emaciated watching, you know, because black guys are just...
Well, the ones in those movies. I mean,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, all the guys in those movies are, you know, make me feel inadequate.
There was one guy in a black porno who I swore... Oh, man. I don't know the guy's name. Remember the show The Rookies?
Yeah.
Remember the black cop on The Rookies?
Oh, way back when.
That guy? I'm pretty sure that he was in a porno I was watching.
Well, I hope the career hasn't fallen on that much of a hard time.
What's his name, Brains?
I don't know.
What are you eating now? An apple.
They're good for you.
Apple and carrots. He's going to be regular today, I'll tell you that.
Well, research for me the name of that guy, the black guy on The Rookies.
So have you had, you know, are you familiar, you know, it doesn't have to be videotape. I'd like to, you know, mention that we've got DVD technology out there. Now, you got a nice DVD player, don't you?
Yes, I do, but I can't hide, you know, hiding the DVDs is just like hiding the VCR tape.
What if you were to take, you know, your DVDs and put them in the...
different boxes?
Now, are your DVDs that you listen to or you watch, are they pretty much your property or does the whole family have
whole
access?
Family. And let me tell you that I've even been busted on this for a while. You know on the wall in my TV room where I have all those Star Trek tapes? Mm-hmm. For a while, I kept porno tapes in the Star Trek boxes.
There you go.
But, you know, the problem is you replace the Star Trek tape with a porno tape. What do you do with the Star Trek tape? So I put the Star Trek tape in a different box. Eventually, somebody's looking for a movie. Somebody's looking for Home Alone or something. They go to the Home Alone box. They go, wait, there's a Star Trek tape here. They take the Star Trek tape into my room. They open up the corresponding box, and they find Boob Town.
They noodle it through.
Yes.
George Stanford Brown?
That's the guy's
name.
It
wouldn't be him because he's on Links right now, the show on Showtime.
Okay.
He's gotten a lot older. I don't think he's doing porno. He's doing Links.
Okay.
Very good.
I saw his link.
Oh, no.
Gigantic. Hello, Dan.
Radio gods.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, I'm kind of in the same predicament as Bart there. I'm a little bit older, and my dad's a little bit older, too. He's around 68. I left home a while ago, but I came back to visit, and I punched up that past purchases feature, and I was shocked. He had, like one every week for the past, like, year.
How old is your dad?
Like 68.
Oh, my. Well, hey, more power to him.
You should be happy.
I know good... I am, but, you know, it's like...
I know what your dad. I feel the same way. You got a good, healthy interest in sex.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd freak out if it
I
was...
hope I'm like that when I'm that old, too, so...
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's still, you can't help but feel boogie about it. It's like thinking about your parents making love.
It's like poor mom. It's
horrible.
What about poor mom? Maybe mom was like my wife. You know, maybe mom just doesn't feel like it all the time.
You know, I just realized now, even though my father's been gone for a long time, I will tell you right now, I just figured out something that's worse than thinking about your parents making love. Huh. In my opinion, thinking about your father doing... Oh, God.
Oh,
J-O. Oh, man.
Remember, you can't spell Joan without J-O.
Gotcha.
Just want to say hi to Joan up on the third floor. Hello, Don and Mike show. And back in our dad's age group, they probably had the ones like 8mm porno.
Oh, sure. They had to like thread it through the little projector.
Yeah. They'd have to get out the real like the Wonder Years type camera.
Or maybe they had like the little hand crank thing. Yeah. with the car.
with that Laurel and Hardy music.
The big fat woman, you know, with like a beach ball running around.
Hello.
Hey.
And your dad, my dad, sitting around.
Oh, God.
Pleasuring themselves.
Oh, at the same time.
Ah!
Hello. Nasty.
Hey. I figured out a solution for you.
Yes, thank you. What is it, genius?
Yeah. You get a black box. That way you get all the channels for free. And there's no record of, like, Brendan Porn or anything.
Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's illegal, by the way.
So many stupid people call us every day.
Well, you know, you wonder why there's so many stupid people in jail.
Hello.
Hey. Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, this is Kevin from New Hampshire.
Yes, Kevin. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was calling to see if you guys got that tape there I sent you.
What are you? You got a half full bag of Lay's potato chips on your head or something? What's going on?
No. I sent you guys in a tape there. You was talking last week about the stripper show on HBO.
I don't know if we've received it or not, sir.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure you guys got it.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
All right.
Bye.
Another call from New England, where they watch ye olde pornography.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
John Smythe stars in Pocahontas,
the Pilgrim and His Hand.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, I'll never forget the time I heard my mom and dad doing it, and I heard my dad purring.
Well, you mean like...
God, that is awful. That's gross.
It kind of ruined things for me.
I can imagine. Yeah. That'd be tough to get out of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you guys know.
Thank you, honey.
You can feel sorry for me.
Oh, we do. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, JJ.
Yeah.
JJ.
What's up, fellas?
JJ.
JJ.
There's no way in hell, man.
No way in hell what?
I'm not snapping this mouse cap on my penis, man.
Or are you the guy who said you'd do it yesterday? Yesterday, didn't you call and say that you would snap 4 mouse traps on your penis?
Yeah, it was all balls and no brains, man.
So you thought it through?
Yeah, no, I bought one. I got one right here in front of me.
Yeah?
Listen.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so correct. now you're realizing you might injure yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Injure myself.
Right.
I might hurt the talent, man.
All right, so JJ, you're officially out of the contest on Thursday.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah. No, definitely. This thing ain't worth $15 million.
All right.
$1,500.
All right, JJ.
The only thing I would tell you, JJ, is that one time a guy did come down here and do it on his tongue, and it looked like he was able to get through it okay.
That's his tongue.
Yeah. Okay. Guys are very protective of their penises.
You know what I mean? I could go a while with not talking.
Okay. All right. I'm with you, JJ. All right.
Well, okay.
Thanks for at least calling and telling us that you can't handle it.
Yeah, sorry, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, that means we have 6 slots now open. Or no, take it back. Still only 5 since we have the girl who's going to change her tampon naked while she's singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, but the guy with the mousetrap and the penis is not, it's not going to happen.
Ah. So that's open.
That's a shame.
If anybody wants to take that great stunt, that one is absolutely wide open. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to tell the guys who the black guy was on the Rookies.
Rob already said it was George Stanford Brown.
Oh, alrighty.
All right, thank you.
Got the delay. All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, he's on the delay. He's on the 10-minute delay. You know, the delay is 7 seconds, my friend.
It's a 20-minute delay. The 10-minute that we have here, and also the one in his head.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
You know, that guy that called in about catching his dad over that month span, and he said, oh, my God, what about my mom? How does he know his mom wasn't ordering the videos?
That's a good point, sir.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
you
sir.
You never know if mommy's actually taking a look in the afternoon.
Yeah, poor mom.
Mm-hmm. Poor mom.
That's right.
I
poor mom turning off Oprah and turning on her porno about 4 every afternoon.
You know, if you know, women get into it just like guys. Sure.
For story.
Do the ironing and stuff like that. My 65-year-old woman. Oh, it's 2 o'clock. It's time for sexplicity.
Hello, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I'll snap that mouse trap on my penis for $1,500.
I don't think you're serious about it, Kevin. It's a serious challenge.
I'm dead serious, buddy. I got a car insurance payment. I got to make $1,500, so help me out.
Well, you know, it's not a guarantee that you will win the $1,500 if you do that.
That's all right. My penis can handle it.
You understand, it's a competition. It's an open freak show on Thursday.
Right. I'm not exactly a freak, but I'll do that, man. I mean, if it's going to give me a chance to win it, why not?
I don't understand. A smart guy like you wanting to do something like this, I'm amazed.
All right, Kevin, if you're serious, we'll get your information.
All right, buddy.
Okay, hold on, please.
Radio God.
Okay, buddy, hold on, please.
I'll come down here,
dude. Okay, dude. We will be right back, everybody.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
What?
Truly campy chaps, Don and Mike.
What?
One of the great rappers of all time.
A couple more calls. We're going to set up one of our wacky reindeer games today.
Good.
Give away some cake.
Right.
Some cake. Hello, Will.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air, Will.
Hey.
Hey.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
I was wanting to see what I could do to win that $1,500.
Well, that's pretty much up to you, my friend.
Well, I'd like to chew on a mouse turd.
Chew on a mouse turd.
Or a dog turd or a cat turd.
They won't let you do that.
Sorry, standards and practices will not allow you to eat animal or human feces.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for trying.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Terry.
Yes, hello, Terry. This is Don and Mike.
I was just going to tell you about on my bachelor party 17 years ago when my brother-in-law had all the porno tapes wound backwards, so everything was done in reverse.
We've had a guy call the show one time who got off by watching pornos in fast forward. Remember that guy?
Yeah, that's right.
The guy called seriously. That was his fetish.
He said it looked better to him when it was going fast forward. You see the guy going, you know.
Right. Rapid fire light.
Sure.
Rapid fire.
Lots more fun.
Here's the headline from the Washington Post today for this guy, Frank Ahearns. Don and Mike in New York.
Yes.
This is their headline. We finally got something decent written about us in the Washington Post.
Gave us a fair shake in his radio article.
Something that was factual. It says, 1 week ago today, the popular WJFK afternoon duo of Don and Mike debuted their show on WNEW, a Guy Talk FM station in New York. The pair will continue in their 3-to-something slot on WJFK, with the show being taped for broadcast from 7 to 11 on WNEW. Additionally, the pair will do 2, maybe 3 shows a week from New York. It's a big move up for the show and the station. While the Don and Mike show has dominated Washington afternoon ratings for years and is syndicated in at least 70 markets nationwide.
Don and Mike show on Sports 1140 KHTK. This interruption is caused by a period of sunspots, solar flares that interfere with our reception of satellite programming. Don and Mike will return as soon as the period of sunspots ends. Thank you for your patience, and thanks for listening to Don and Mike on Sports 1140 KHTK.
With friends like them, who needs enemas? Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're back in Sacramento. We're at the Memorial Auditorium. It's really a great experience coming out here. We've got so many good fans out here. It's terrific. And look at that. People are throwing rolls of toilet paper like at a football game when a team scores a touchdown.
You know, even though it's a day earlier, everybody has got the Halloween spirit today, one day before the big day.
We want to thank everybody for coming out and dressing up today. Look, we've got all kinds of nice signs out in the crowds today.
We sure do.
People are bouncing balloons and, watch out. Here comes a whole roll of toilet paper. You put someone's eye out with that toilet paper.
Yes, everybody's already trick-or-treating. Much more tricking than treating.
Now, listen, we have a good regular show for you today. We have low-budget Jeopardy today. Uh-huh. We'll have Buzz with news and comments.
Sure.
We're going to play some of our random parts. Hey, watch it. Watch it with that stuff coming up here.
Oh, that was a good one. Yes, they're throwing things, but it's only an hour
into the show.
And, bro, he'll throw it back now.
It's kind of irresistible, isn't it? It really is.
Wow. Watch out, bro. Incoming.
Yes, we've degenerated to toilet paper throwing already.
All right, so many of the regular features of the regular show on today. The guy from Channel 31 is here now, and it's not Marcus like the football player. It's Mark S. Period Allen from Good Day Sacramento. Now, why these good people are booing you, Mark, I don't know. As far as I know, this is the guy that talks about our show on his television show.
And we'd like to say thank you. We appreciate that. That's terrific.
You guys should be nice to this guy.
Now they're pelting me with stuff. Now they're turning around on you right now. Hi, and so it's Mark S. Allen, not Marcus Allen, right?
Right. Whatever you guys down to Mike, whatever you want to call me, that's fine.
That's how fast our audience can switch. 1 second, they love you. Watch out, Mark. Watch out. Incoming.
Now let's behave. Let's welcome our TV guests. Let's be nice.
The thing is, I'm standing in front of you as they throw it at me. You're in serious risk.
Of course we are, but that's okay. We've been in serious risk before.
These people will turn on us as fast as they will turn on you. Isn't that right, ladies and gentlemen?
That's right. These people are carnivores.
That's what we love about these people.
And when they just smell blood, they go nuts.
I just wanted to be here today because I started listening a couple years ago, and you guys have changed my life forever. It's great to be here.
Let me get this straight. We have taken a TV Ken doll guy like you, and we have changed your life. How would that be?
And you are so dreamy. You are, like, better looking. Don't you think he's almost better looking than my favorite mannequin, Storm Phillips?
That's fine coming from a man who claims to be a stranger to butt love.
Or Stone Phillips. I am a stranger to butt love. I have never participated in any form of butt love. Not even the remotest butt love that Mike has been a participant in.
Oh, here we go again down the road of butt love. Yes, well, you know.
How about you, Mark? Let's talk about you and butt love.
I, sir, am a stranger to it, too.
You're
not because I have any aversions. It just hasn't happened yet.
So you're just waiting for it to happen?
You're waiting for the right individual. Is that right?
If Don will agree, it happens to everybody sooner or later.
This is one rowdy group as we're having this nice discussion with the TV boy.
Yeah, listen, can y'all please not throw stuff? I mean, this is like the only chance we have to be on TV today.
You know, we really have to take advantage of this publicity right here. We really have to do this. We have to be nice right now. So please be nice to our party guests.
Just for a couple of minutes. And then y'all can go crazy again.
That's right. Then it can be just like Animal House and you can take liberties with it.
Yeah. So I worked my whole life.
We will toss his bloody carcass to this crowd and let you extract your vigilante justice.
I worked my whole life to do a radio morning show and started doing it simultaneously when I discovered you guys. Started listening to you talking about guys that sounded like me and people I was working for sounded just like the guys you were talking about. And I thought,
that means somebody that might do an interview with the guy, the Pablo Picasso of Pumpkin.
The Pumpkin Picasso.
That's right, the Pumpkin Picasso.
And I thought, death to me if I continue to do radio like that. I got out because of you guys.
So you went into TV. All right.
Well, on behalf of everybody who owns a radio, we say thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And
thanks for having me.
And the question now, are you going to interview us or what?
Yeah, we're ready for the questions. We are ready.
This will piss me off if this ends up being a 2-second thing at the end of your show tomorrow morning.
No, we've got 3 hours to fill.
Oh, good. All right, that's good. Then there's a good chance a lot of this will actually get on TV.
It'll air Monday
morning.
Well,
on behalf of Don and myself, I'd like to say that for me.
We apologize for this interruption to the Don and Mike show on Sports 1140 KHTK. This interruption is caused by a period of sunspots, solar flares that interfere with our reception of satellite programming. Don and Mike will return as soon as the period of sunspots ends. Thank you for your patience, and thanks for listening to Don and Mike on Sports 1140 KHTK.
Don and Mike Show.
Right. Wow. I agree.
Wow, wow, hi.
I love being Drew Carey, because there is no preparation, baby.
Man, I'm getting a little hot and sweaty under this Mimi wig right now, but I'm so glad you allowed me to take my earrings off. Because my earrings were simply too cumbersome. They really were, Drew.
And you know, if you get a chance before the end of the show, maybe you should just take the wig off to show everybody. Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. A glutton for attention, the biggest glutton for attention in the whole world.
You got the timing. Now, did you go to the bathroom?
No, I didn't go.
Are you lying or are you telling the truth?
Well, the let me go to the women's bathroom because I went to the women's bathroom.
You're lying again. You got a real problem with that, Dennis. You lie to us all the time.
Who is it that let Dennis? Who let Dennis into the ladies' bathroom?
Who's the good soul? Is it you, man? Cinderella or whatever the hell you are?
Yeah, let me see you. Where are you?
Stand up, man.
Pickle witch. Pickle witch.
She's an evil witch.
I bet she's a witch, Dennis.
Certainly is. Murphy's minion. I hope that's not a fan club.
This is some guy who's a Dennis Murphy fan.
Oh, God.
I'm a slave to Dennis Murphy.
Really? Did you have that T-shirt specially made for Dennis?
Yes.
Murphy's
cost
minion?
Cost me about 55 cents.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Why are you so enamored with Dennis P. Murphy?
What is it about Dennis that you think is so special?
Sports 1140 KHDK.
Is it A, blue?
Hmm?
B, black?
Yes.
C, candy? Or D, red?
Oh, now I'm not stupid. Candy.
Is that your final answer?
I'm quite sure it is.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, boogers.
But if you offer me handily, if you come back for a ninth evening in a row.
I'd be glad to.
Ah, the ratings are terrible on this show. We're having a fine, dandy evening. Audrey, tally-ho. Tally-whacker. Very good, Captain Wagner.
Hello.
I love it. Oh, here's jolly old English.
Hello. Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don Mike.
Yes, Todd.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Todd.
I was talking to Mike. He had said once before that he had stopped by a local bar in Manassas, and tonight they're having this huge Mardi Gras party. They're closing down one of the streets.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
No, I can't make it.
Oh.
All right, thank you, though. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Though. Bye-bye. I know him, and I'm just not going now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Hello.
Hi, I love your show.
Hi, we love you. Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is I would like to propose an interesting idea for your contest.
Oh, on Thursday for the $1,500? Sure.
Yeah. I'd like to come in and give either one of you a shampoo completely naked.
Well, I know that my wife would not go for that.
And mine wouldn't either. The reason I was pausing there was I was just thinking how
Buzz?
Nice that would be. You know, I could go for a good shampoo.
How would you feel about giving Buzz a naked shampoo?
That's a possibility.
That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, let's face it, Buzz is not merely the man that Mike or myself is.
What?
But in a pinch, mm-hmm. he does okay.
Sure. And he's also got permission to have stuff like that done to him.
Sure, he's got an open marriage.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Lolita Davidovich.
Oh, my God.
Lolita Davidovich.
Hello.
Oh, Lolita Davidovich.
Mm-hmm.
Lolita.
Lolita.
Yes. Lovely Lolita.
Man, that'll be fun, Buzz.
Yes, it will.
Yes, now will you apply conditioner?
I can do that.
Yeah, I'll need that. That's terrific.
And I don't necessarily have to use my hands.
Ah.
You mean will you wash Buzz's hair with your boobs?
Maybe.
Oh, wow. You sound like a real fun lover.
Yeah, you're in. Are you okay with that, Buzz?
Sure, fine.
Yeah, listen to
whatever.
Jesus.
Whatever, it's for the good of the show.
You're
right?
My hero, Buzz.
It's for the show.
You really are.
Anything for the show.
I don't know how you stay married, but God love you, Buzz. You're the greatest, I mean that.
Marcia, they've asked me to do something again. And this time a naked lady's going to come in, and she's going to wash my hair with her breasts.
All right, Michael J. That's my impression of Buzz's wife, Marcia.
Very good, by the way.
Nothing rolls off Marcia. Buzz can come home and say, hey, mm-hmm. honey, guess what? I had sex with 18 strangers today. That's nice, Michael J.
More salmon?
Yeah, you're in. Hold on. What's your first name, please?
Consuelo.
Consuelo?
Consuelo.
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 Consuelo. Consuelo. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, good old Consuelo.
That's going to be fantastic. So when Consuelo comes in here, we'll be able to have a good old time.
How do you spell that, Consuelo? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
I'm just down the road at the pizza place.
What? Sounds like you might be...
I'm with home, honey. I'm just down the road at the pizza place.
Is this William Shatner?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, is this Mike the TV boy?
Yes.
Oh, it's been a long time since you called with your tapes.
Captain Kirk, Bill Shatner calling.
Hey, I'm sorry, Bill, we were talking about another woman. Where did you say you were calling from?
Daddy's almost home, honey. I'm just down the road at the pizza place.
Oh, I got you.
Are you enjoying a nice big pizza pie?
Yes.
Hey, did you see Ellen on TV the other night?
Yes.
You say that Ellen's areolas look like pepperonis?
Oh, that's great.
What's new, Bill? Were you just barking like a dog?
Huh?
No.
Now, was that your real dog?
Yes.
Oh, really? What's your dog's name?
Not a dog.
You stumped him there. What did he say?
He said it's not a dog.
It's not a dog. It barked like a dog.
No.
It's not a dog. Can we guess what it is?
Yes.
Is it your dead wife?
No.
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 Did you drown your wife?
Huh?
He doesn't seem to want to answer that. Are you relaxing on a pool deck in sunny Miami?
Yes.
Cutting big giant farts?
Yes.
But that's not your dog.
No.
And it's not your dead wife.
No.
Is it Bones?
No.
Can you say something else besides no?
Yes.
Can you tell us who it is if it's not your dog and it's not your dead wife?
Yes.
Okay, who is it?
It's a miniature Klingon horse.
Miniature Klingon horse.
Miniature Klingon horse. Well, we never would have guessed that.
Yes.
Gotcha. Miniature Klingon horse.
Yes.
Does it have a name?
No.
No, it doesn't. All right. Thank you, William Shatner. Thank you for the exclusive call.
Does anybody have a question or something?
Yeah, we've asked you a lot of questions, but how are you feeling?
Huh?
I said, how are you feeling?
What?
I guess not too well.
Are you meeting lots of new... I'm seeing you in the tabloids all the time with new girls now that your wife drowned.
Yes.
Yeah, you getting lots of new stuff?
Yes.
Are you giving up anything for Lent?
No.
When you were on T.J. Hooker, did you wear a girdle?
Yes.
That's an affirmative.
What about when you were on Star Trek? Did you wear a girdle on Star Trek?
Yes.
And, of course, that isn't your real hair, right?
No.
Have you had penile implants?
No.
No, you haven't. But isn't it true that, in fact, you are a woman?
Yes.
Hesitation.
Have you ever made love with Spock?
Yes.
How was he?
Oh, that's great.
God.
All right. Thank you for calling, William Shatner.
You just have to check it out for yourself.
Spock, that is.
Right. Having sex with Leonard Nimoy.
Yes.
And what was the name? What kind of animal was that again?
It's a miniature Klingon horse.
Okay, I got you. Hey, you're not having sex with a miniature Klingon horse, are you?
No.
You know, he's starting to overlap the tapes now.
No.
So that while the tape that goes, you get the other tape that's on top, going, no. All right, thank you, William Shatner.
I think he's having sex with a Klingon horse now.
Okay, goodbye. Do you have a goodbye tape?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Been nice working with you.
You got it. Thank you, William.
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm Captain Kirk.
Yeah, we know you are.
Okay, goodbye. Don't you have a goodbye tape?
Yes.
Okay, play it.
Been nice working with you.
Oh, goodbye tape. There, okay, all right, see ya.
Yes.
Okay, bye. Goodbye. Just hang up, Mike. Mike the TV boy.
William Shatner with some very strange conversations.
We will come right back.
This on in Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I'm Rob. I'm with the Don and Mike Show, and I was wondering if you had a message for Don and Mike.
Stay healthy, be good, be kind to your neighbors, try to follow the golden rule, and stop. Stop this string of robberies. I think it's uncalled for that you haven't been caught. I think paying off the police has been terrible. I think it's inexcusable. And also, I would suggest you marry more.
Hey, Larry, will you sign a book for Gordon?
Of course I will. Here, I'm signing a book for G. Gordon Liddy.
Outstanding.
Okay, but
what will you write?
Can you read?
What are you doing with them?
This is for Don and Mike.
Huge fans.
I don't know if I like
huge fans.
Pounding on him when he walked out.
She doesn't like that.
She's never seen me pound.
Anyway, give my best to Don and Mike and remind him of the time I took over their show.
I will indeed. What's the name of your book, sir?
The name of the book is Future Talk. Larry King, Conversations About Tomorrow. Don and Mike wouldn't read it because it requires intelligence.
Okay, very good.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes. Don and Mike, Arnor, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call. So I cut it because he mentioned two local disc jockeys.
But...
Like a daily four-hour Hot Carl, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
And then I went to breakfast.
It wasn't breakfast.
We're going to go to South Africa and have lunch.
Not breakfast.
Marty.
Hi. I'm Marty Zeiger.
And I'm his brother, Larry.
And in just a few moments, we're going to breakfast.
Well, breakfast.
Breakfast with the Zeiger boys.
Don and Mike wouldn't enjoy breakfast because of the class intelligence.
Bring us my little plate slippers.
Breakfast. This is Larry King.
Breakfast. This is Marty Zeiger. We're in South Africa.
I don't think this country's on its way because the hotel service isn't as good as it should be.
My BLT on ride took 28 minutes to arrive, and now I'm ready for...
breakfast. Don't worry, they'll improve at once.
Well, what if they don't? What are we going to do?
For dinner. We'll skip dinner and simply wait the next morning for breakfast.
The Zeiger. The Zeiger twins. Hi, I'm Marty Zeiger.
And I'm Larry Zeiger.
We're the Zeigers.
We're in South Africa as Goodwill ambassadors, eating lots of breakfast.
I don't even think that we had time yesterday to read his asinine column in USA Today, but for the second week in a row,
right.
Larry King devoted his entire column to South Africa, to he and his brother Marty
right.
going on this pilgrimage to South Africa.
It's scary enough when Larry King is interviewing world leaders. It really is, but it's even more frightening when Larry goes abroad and goes into these foreign countries and writes a column that would lead one to think that he's some sort of ambassador from the United States.
Larry, it's me, Marty. Listen, let's get on a black, high top, a big stockings.
A half boots with the zippers on the side.
And the big tall stockings.
There we go.
And a khaki shorts.
Good.
And a long sleeve shirt with suspenders. And let's go downstairs and have breakfast.
Because, you know, you read the column and you read between the lines and you know that he was over there with his brother, Marty Zeiger, and all they probably did was just stay in nice hotels and just,
sure. What are you going to have for breakfast? Hey, tell them the one about Sandy Koufax. You know, the story you made up, Larry.
That's a great one, Marty. Pasta pizzas.
You know what else my brother Larry's great at?
As soon as somebody dies... He says he was intimately close with them.
Yeah.
He says many times he would get together with Jim Bonney, for instance, and they'd have
breakfast.
Which is
much better than breakfast together. Much better than lunch. Dynamite wouldn't read it because it requires intelligence.
What will you write?
Larry Zeiger having breakfast.
Hi, everybody. This is Marty Zeiger. My brother is television star Larry King. God damn it, I wanted these eggs over easy for my breakfast.
I don't know about the breakfast service in this country, Marty. I'll tell you right now. I'll put it in my column that the country's come a long way, but they've got a long way to go because the breakfast didn't get here on time.
Do you remember the other thing in his column yesterday? Listen to this. Larry,
I got one for you.
I thought about it when we were having...
breakfast today.
Why don't you write in your column that you flew the airplane?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. I landed at 747. Well, not really. The pilot let me sit in the jump seat in back of him.
Yeah. What Larry King actually wrote in the column, and I wish I had yesterday's newspaper,
right.
That the pilot asked Larry King... Because the pilot, you know, he's got nothing to do with flying a big 747.
Sure.
He heard that Major Effing Star Larry King was on the plane. So he went back to ask Larry King
right.
to sit in the extra seat in the cockpit.
You know, I'll tell you, I had experience with this on one of those Irish airlines. And they had the door open. And I said to the flight attendant, can I take a look up front? And they let me do the exact same thing. Now, I left because I had the tact to leave before the final approach.
You didn't want to miss your breakfast.
I just, but I was sitting in the jump seat too, and I went back and had a lovely liquid breakfast.
So the point is, I'm positive he asked to come up.
Oh, yeah. And first, he says he landed a 740 side. Okay.
There's a big difference between sitting behind the pilot and being strapped in and watching the pilot fly the airplane.
Right. He sat in the frog seat in back of the pilot.
Hi, listen. I'm Larry King. This is my brother, Marty Zeiger.
I'll tell you, the pilot, recognizing me as an international celebrity, told me to come up to the front and land the plane.
Would there be any way that we could get an update? Well, the upgrade
for breakfast.
The breakfast we've had is not the best breakfast we've ever had.
This is not the best breakfast I've had.
We're the Zyga boys from the Bronx.
Breakfast!
Breakfast, we want our breakfast now.
It's all that matters to us. I tell you, it's a wonderful country. We're meeting Nelson Mandela, but I'll tell you right now, all I care about is breakfast.
Marty, hot breakfast. You know what I love about you, Larry?
What's that, Marty, brother?
Besides the fact that you're a bold-faced liar.
Yes.
And that you make up meeting people who you never really have ever met before.
Uh-huh.
And you do nothing but ass kiss and brown nose in your column.
Sure.
And that you're a great breakfast confider.
Yeah, breakfast.
What I really love about you.
What's that?
Is the fact that you glommed on and got us this free trip to South Africa where we got to eat breakfast every day. And all you had to do was write a couple of kiss-ass columns about it, and we get to fly to South Africa for free to have breakfast.
I'll tell you right now, Marty, all I have to say is you're welcome. And maybe next time, you'll get to land the plane. The Zyga boys.
Where's my breakfast?
This breakfast is cold. I don't like this country anymore. I'm spoiled, Larry.
Don and Mike would not enjoy South Africa because it requires intelligence.
What will I write? Those are too local. I had to cut it because those are too local disc jockeys. I had to cut it to gag call. Where's my breakfast? Larry Zyga, that's how much I do.
Right here, Brother Larry.
Not Marty.
I've got your breakfast.
All right, Marty. Up at 7 a.m., put your shorts on, your high top boots, with the zipper up the side, your black knees.
My black knees. You want me to wear my pit helmet?
Yeah, wear the pit helmet, and we'll wear the CNN t-shirts. And then it's off to see the sights right after breakfast.
I love a breakfast.
That's what they did.
They do.
That's what the international travelers.
The brothers Zyger. All right, here's a guy calling us from Alaska.
All right.
We don't get many calls from Anchorage, Alaska. Mm. Hello, Rick.
Hey.
Rick, listening,
done, Mike?
Listening to us in Anchorage on 94.7.
Eagle River.
Right on. Eagle River, Alaska.
Yeah, you were talking about Larry King. I saw the perfect job for him in the Mile Post the other day.
And you saw the perfect job for him in what? Where'd you see it?
The Mile Post. That's the magazine about Alaska that tells you about the different, each mile as you go along the Alcan Highway. Because there's only one highway into Alaska. And it, anyway, the magazine's called the Mile Post.
And it's got job opportunities in there?
Yeah, this was for a motel midway between Anchorage and Fairbanks.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And it's called Thin Richards Midway Motel, and it was an advertisement for a meat packer. I assume it's in the kitchen or whatever.
So okay.
With Thin Richards Midway Motel.
Gotcha.
Be good for Larry King.
Is that what you called?
Huh? No, I called you about another thing.
Incidentally, if you're looking for the new slogan for the Alaska Board of Tourism, it's "Come to Alaska, where the funny people live."
We'll have a great breakfast in Alaska.
Breakfast of grizzly bear, salmon, and eagle.
Where's my baked Alaska? I want it in breakfast.
I like Alaska, but I much prefer it on the cruise ship. I want to get back on the boat.
Come on, Larry. My brother Larry is on CNN, and he wants to get back on the boat.
Please, you can recognize me. I'll be wearing the pit helmet in Alaska with the short pants and the hard shoes.
I've just called room service, Brother Larry.
Oh, excellent.
We cannot get breakfast.
Oh, that's
24 hours a day.
This ship sucks.
Yes, Rick. What did you want to talk about from Alaska?
You should come up. Have you ever been to Alaska?
No. I've actually always wanted to go, but I've never been either.
Oh, you should. It's a great place. Everything's bigger than life.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the invite.
But anyway,
why'd you call?
The other, you did catch the the other name of Thin Richard's Midway Motel.
You know, you don't have to have perfect comedy timing, you know, if you live in Alaska. You can move at this pace, and it's perfectly acceptable.
I'm sorry. I was infatuated by the fact that the guy was calling us from Anchorage, but I'm sorry. You know, your time has expired.
What was that old TV show about? Was it Northern Exposure?
Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure. Remember the old guy on Northern Exposure? He's the guy on ER now that's the bald guy's father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he talked like that guy. Yeah, welcome.
All the time in the world.
Hello, David.
Hey, my buddies. All right, first of all, I want to say I'm not a homo.
All right, that's always just, let me stop. Hold on a minute. Whoa. That's okay. Always a sign a guy is a homo.
Sure.
Well, the first thing you say is, I'm not a homo.
Well, I want to get
okay.
A contest, and what I was going to do.
The show is homo friendly.
Right.
No. $1,500 is a lot of money, and Dennis is always, you know, butting in contests and stuff. What if I come up there and I shampoo Rob's head naked?
You are a homo.
That's very gay.
Oh, come on,
guys. I think you have to look. There's nothing wrong with it. You should examine your gay side. The potential is that you are a homosexual, and there's nothing in the world wrong with it.
Be proud.
But the fact that you have a desire to compete by getting naked and rubbing your fingers through Rob's soapy head, that would mean you might be gay.
You're a butt pirate.
I was only going to do that if Joe Mama could watch. New screener meat.
No, but that was lousy.
No.
And that's not even the original Joe Mama guy.
No, he didn't set that up. We'll give him his props if it's legit, but that didn't work.
No, that was not good.
Terrible.
Not good. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Bobby. Bobby. Bobby.
This is Larry.
Now, what's going on there, sir?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, talk in your real voice.
This is Larry King. What you don't understand about that pilot...
Oh, no, you don't get a chance to do your comedy bit after making us wait that long. No, that's not right. That's not fair.
Come on, we do it so much better than you do.
But he needed Ginsana. He had passed out.
No.
The only way to really do this bit is you have to say...
Breakfast, breakfast.
Say that.
He had no Ginsana with his breakfast. He fainted.
I know you're getting closer. All right.
He amused himself on that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if Rob Bay still uses Aquanet.
Rob Bay, do you still use Aquanet on your hair?
No, since I went to the flat top, I use a new product called Crew Comb.
Crew Comb.
Crew Comb.
Crew Comb, that's
very
what he uses.
Very stylish.
Very stylish. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you count as a Rob Spiewak groupie? Oh, and she's gone.
I'm sure she was. She was very nervous.
Rob Spiewak.
Crew Comb.
And she's gone, gone, gone.
Crew Comb is made with isopropyl alcohol and J.O.
Hello, your Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello. Turn your radio down, please, honey.
All right, guys. Mm. I like you. I'm from New York. I'm a big fan. Tom Lankus used to be on. He was garbage.
Right. How old are you, honey?
I'm 13.
No, 13. You're not allowed to call when you're 13.
You're too young. Too young to call.
All
right. Thank you, though.
All right.
Bye-bye. Call me when you get some hair down there.
Ask your mom about that.
Ask your mom. Hey, there you go.
Right.
Later, guys.
All right. Are you a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Oh, you're a boy. I thought you were a girl. I'm sorry I called you honey.
I like that, ask your mom. You know, that shows initiative.
I like you guys. You guys are better than Tom Lankus.
Well, come on. Tom Lankus sucks. Even a 13-year-old knows that.
Opie and Anthony, they rule, man. They're down in New York.
No, they're good. We're going to take them out and get them way drunk when we come up there. Maybe you can come out with us.
All right.
All right, you want us to get you laid?
All right.
Okay.
Now, good to meet.
Okay.
Now, see, that's an exception to the rule. We're just trying to, get a toehold in New York City.
That's right. If we have to take a couple of 13-year-olds out and get them laid.
That's right. They'll establish us on the show, and that's what we're trying to do.
That sounds good to me.
And maybe then the next morning we can all meet. We can go to breakfast.
You know, you're such a nice kid, we'll even waive the permission slip.
Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Steve. How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, Steve.
I wonder if you guys caught the caught Kathy Lee on the Letterman show last night.
You know, I think we're very near. Are we getting close to a Kathy C. Gifford ban on this show?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're almost Kathy C'd out.
Mm-hmm. I am too. But this one thing was so funny. I thought you might enjoy it, especially if somebody has a tape of it. It's when she was complaining about how tired she was and why she's retiring, and she worked 15 years in the show and 3 years in Good Morning America. She said, you know, Dave, for 18 years, I've been getting up before the cock. What she meant to say was before the rooster, before cock and it'll do, but she says, before the cock. And then Dave looks at her funny and she says, well, I hope your husband's not listening to the show.
Well,
I thought it was a very lovely story.
Very lovely story.
And you tell it so well with such enthusiasm.
I will tell you right now, if she did say that, it may have been a funny moment on the show, but he absolutely assassinated
it. It was not a funny moment on this show.
Not at all.
I'll tell you that, but I'm
starving. Breakfast. He's not going to be able to come out to breakfast
for us.
Breakfast of champions. Maybe lunch.
Hello, Don Mike.
Don Mike.
Yeah, right. Hello there.
You guys kick ass, man. Hey, you know, I was just wondering, I'm a real big fan of the Mike Voice Camp, and I was just wondering if he had any plans to talk to Harry Morgan in the near future.
No, but the camp is up and running. You know, this is when we set up the intro. Thanks, Rob.
This summer.
This is when we get it going. Don, you're not going to believe what we're doing this year.
What?
We've got property in Arizona, and we're going to combine it. It's not going to be out at the Nissan Pavilion this year. The camp is actually going to be on a ranch.
The Mike O'Mara Summer Impressionist Camp for Kids?
It's going to be a combination of that and City Slickers, where we're going to actually have a full operating dude ranch.
Oh, cool.
And it's going to be fantastic. In the morning, you know, you go out and you take a little ride on the horses. You get the chance to, you know, see rattlesnakes and all that kind of stuff. And then in the evening, we have improv theater for all the aspiring young impressionists. And I'm very, very excited about it. I think this year's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Do you still have the breakfast bar?
We have a beautiful breakfast bar. Everybody in the morning together, we all come up with our best impressions and we have breakfast. It's going to be great. It really is. And everybody gets a, you learned with Mike cowboy hat, which is going to be a great talk for
everybody. Don and Mike, are you still going to do the Lou Ferrigno sit-in session this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Lou is committed to come by and to judge people doing impressions of him, which should be very good.
Hey, Mike, Radio God.
This is Lou Ferrigno.
You know, I wish one year you'd just you'd agree. You know, I know you got a busy schedule, but just one of these years, just come out for a day or two, you know?
Maybe I'll come out just...
That's great. We'll let you sit on the truck wagon.
The special impressionist truck wagon.
Hello.
Hey, Don Mike, Radio God. Chris Todd from Stockton.
Hi there.
Hey, coming up to see you guys on the taping of the King Queen show.
Yes, we'll be there this Friday. This Friday we tape our second appearance on King of Queens.
Can't wait. It's the second time. Second show for me. Some friends coming up too. Hey, what's the possible chance Mike can do some impersonations for us when you're down on the floor down there?
You know something, when we go out there, sir, we are their guests. And it is all that they are doing to even allow us to be on that sound stage.
Oh, you know you're dying to just jump out to the middle of the stage. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's a little something I have prepared. You, Mr. One Up the Audience guy, go to the bathroom.
You're up there and embarrass the guy that's with the microphone or something.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to go. Okay, do a little Lou Ferrigno for you.
Hi.
And then come down from work.
Don and Mike show, please, for the love of God, turn your radio down.
It's down.
No, it's not.
I know the rules. I've been listening for 2 years.
Well, no, you say you know the rules and you say your radio was down, yet I heard your radio blasting.
Well, I didn't expect you to answer so soon.
You didn't really know the rules, did you?
Come on, what?
No, not so well, I guess.
What do you mean, not so well? We didn't ask you a question.
What? I just said what? Are you listening to the radio?
It's off.
No, he's listening to the radio. This is a horrible, horrible caller.
All right, let's go to Monica from Alaska. Monica.
Hey, guys. Nice rock.
Thank you.
So cool.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. I just want to let you guys know that not everybody in Anchorage is as dorky as the guy from Miracle River. We do have a sense of humor up here.
Well, you know, isn't it out there where you're just coming out of that incredibly long period of nighttime
darkness,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, he's probably a little squirrely.
What is the ratio there? Is it that there are not many women and too many men, or is it that there's not enough men and
10
too many
to 1,
women?
Men over women.
Men over women.
Like 10 to 1, I think.
Really? So you get lots of action, Monica?
Sure.
The odds are 10 to 1?
Oh, sure.
Are you a married lady or are you single?
No, I'm single.
You're single?
Uh-huh.
How many times a week do you have sex?
Probably 4.
With all different partners?
No, I have one.
Oh, you have one steady guy?
Yeah.
You have unprotected sex?
Of course, isn't everybody?
Well, you may, I guess in Alaska.
Do you have no-no sex?
No.
Do you have no-no sex?
No, none of that.
Good for you.
All right.
Good for you. Well, thank you.
You do definitely have to come up. It's awesome up here. You guys got to see it.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Monica. We'll be right there.
All right. Bye.
All right, let's have breakfast.
Enjoy your deluxe Alaskan breakfast.
Hello?
Charles.
Yes?
Hi, what do you want, sir?
Radio guys, what's happening?
Hi, we're struggling through a phone segment.
You're struggling through it, huh?
Yes, you're not helping. What can we do for you?
Well, we're having fun down here in Mobile with Mardi Gras.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they have the Mardi Gras like they do in New Orleans. They have it in Mobile, Alabama every year also.
It originated in Mobile.
Yeah, we've heard that too, and it doesn't sound like there are a lot of people hooting and hollering in back of you, though.
Well, I just left Mardi Gras. I just left downtown Mobile. We had a good time.
See, there's the difference in Mobile and New Orleans. You can't leave Mardi Gras when you're in New Orleans.
True.
When you got kids, you got to go home.
That's right. See, in New Orleans, nobody has kids.
They just make them.
That's right. They're just making them.
Just make them.
Make it next year's crop.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
What was the reason you called, sir?
I just was calling to talk to Don and Mike.
But you had no real reason to call, right?
Does anybody else have a reason to call Don?
Well, sometimes a few people have actually a thought in their head, but have you been drinking?
Yeah, I sure am.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, how much have you had to drink, sir?
Just had a
12-pack
or so.
A 12-pack or so.
A 12-pack or so.
12-pack or so. Felt like calling Don and Mike. You can cut him a little slack.
All right, my friend. What's your name? Your name is Charles?
Yeah.
Charles.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you. Love you guys.
There you go.
Love you, Charles.
He will be soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. See you for jail breakfast.
This is horrible breakfast.
Okay. Let's call Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
What's with these idiot hick bastards from Mobile, Alabama calling all the time?
Well, we get a few calls from Mobile, not a lot.
Come on, that guy was all right.
I find them disturbing.
Well, he'd had a 12-pack. You got to cut him a little slack.
Mm-hmm.
That guy want to play the name game, too, or something?
No, he didn't want to play the name game. He was just inebriated.
Just inebriated?
The thing is, I believe, if I understand the purpose of your call, you're annoyed at idiots who call the show, yet by calling the show to tell us how annoyed you are at the idiots who call, you yourself become an annoying idiot to others.
Damn. I think you got me there, Don.
Do you have any reason for calling other than that?
Just to say hi.
Just to say what?
Just to say hi.
Just to say hi.
That'd be about three or four in a row people just wanting to say hi.
You're as bad as the last guy.
Well, the phone segment was going downhill. I figured I couldn't lose.
No, see, that was a bad thing. You shouldn't have figured. You can't figure.
And you wouldn't have known that the phone segment was going downhill if I hadn't have told you that the phone segment was going downhill.
And the other guy, he had a 12-pack of beer, and you, what's your excuse?
I was following his lead.
No, absolutely not.
This entire phone segment has been great until your call. You are the sole reason that now we're going to have to go to commercials.
No, you were scheduled for commercial anyway.
No, I sure wasn't, sir.
I think I know you, sir. You're the guy that has all the answers, aren't you?
Absolutely.
It's the answer man.
Yeah, but the answer man... The answer man really doesn't have any answers at all. And now he hangs up. That's right, because the temperature was just rising a bit.
That's right. We were getting hungry. Well, you wanted some bad caller.
You know what they say about this show? Sometimes we eat our callers for breakfast.
Okay, time out. Not because that guy said so.
No.
Okay? Nobody tells us what to do. Do you hear me?
Nobody, and I mean nobody, comes into our house and pushes us around.
Especially when we want
a breakfast.
We will be back right after this. Oh, we're going to set up an edition of Can You Get to 10 coming right back. I heard your music.
That's right.
There it is again. What is your lead story tonight on the news in the comments?
Tonight, Bill Cosby fights back.
Oh, get out Fat Albert.
It's spitting time.
Hey, everybody, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments. Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
never a Foster Cluck. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, listen, we've had to postpone the fat guy from Pennsylvania. Who's making the online dating forum for people over 300 pounds like Kathy Whiteside. So we'll have him on tomorrow. Also, you know, we've run out of time. We want to get to Buzz. Tomorrow in the first break, we're going to bring out our giant video screen. And we'll freeze frame Ellen's boobs.
Very good. I'd like to get that freeze frame news too quick, but
tomorrow, dissection of Ellen DeGeneres' breasts. Now here's Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Bill Cosby is threatening to sue the National Enquirer if it doesn't retract the story that accused him of sexual harassment.
I'll take your ribbon out of your chest right now. You're making me so angry.
That's Fat Albert.
Fat Albert, come on, make him spit. Make Fat Albert spit. Come on, it ain't no real cause.
This week's Enquirer has the story of a 20-year-old actress who went to Cosby's house for drinks and dinner while his wife wasn't home.
I wouldn't put the Enquirer on the bottom of the bird's cage to catch poop.
She says she went for career advice, but she says he tried to get physical with her.
She just wanted to meet one of the Cosby kids.
Fat Albert.
Fat Albert wanted to come out of his barn to play. Play with Fat Albert and spit.
Cosby's rep says the comedian won't call
Make
off.
Make him run real fast and spit.
Cosby's rep says the comedian won't call off his lawyers until he sees the retraction. But the Enquirer says it stands by its story and it's threatening to countersue Bill Cosby.
They'll be sorry they messed with Chet Kincaid.
The Enquirer is the same tabloid, by the way, that offered the $100,000 reward that led to the conviction of the man who killed Cosby's son. That relationship is over. There have only been three other days this bad on Wall Street, largely thanks...
Oh, here we go. All right. You love this.
No, I don't. No,
Trump at the bad news, Buzz.
No, I have stocks. I don't want to see this happen.
This is kind of like a crashy.
No, here you go. The Buzz loves this. Here we go. This is happy news for Buzz.
No, sad days.
No. Buzz loves bringing bad news to other people.
He's like all newsmen. They all like to tell you the bad news. Don't you ever be fooled. They like to tell you the bad news.
It's not just Buzz.
Right.
Okay, it's in general.
I will grant you that I and other news people enjoy being the first to bring you news that is less than happy.
Close we're going to get.
Unless it's something that, you know, hits me in my own wallet, and then I can't possibly...
In which case you would just...
How could I be pleased?
You would just avoid the story in general if it really bothered you.
Oh, no, it's much too important to avoid.
All right, what happened?
Well, thanks to bad news at Procter & Gamble, the Dow ended the day down 375 points.
375, that's 375 points.
Man, what kind of idiot would own Procter & Gamble? I'll tell you that right now. What kind of moron would have a heavy position in that issue?
Not me.
NASDAQ closed down 57.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. The reward is now up to $40,000 in the road rage case we told you about last week.
Yes, Mike.
You win!
Yeah.
Party in my house tonight.
E&G.
Yes, sir. We'll get all that Procter & Gamble product.
The road rage case we told you about Friday. The reward now $40,000.
Was this the guy who threw the dog out the window?
That's the one. The lap dog. A man angry.
Not funny.
Not funny at all.
Not funny.
Angry that his black SUV had been tapped by a woman in a sedan, reached into the woman's car, grabbed her dog, and hurled it into three lanes of oncoming traffic. The thin white man with a goatee had Virginia license plates on his vehicle.
Was his name Jim McClure? Did we ask you that the last time you read this story?
You did, and we still don't know. We haven't identified this individual.
Tap my SUV. Oh, don't you dare tap my SUV. I'm going to throw this dog right out the... on the 405 freeway. He's watching.
I'm Jim McClure.
Road rage! I'm so angry. I am the acting program director at WJFK. God, I wish I had a chin.
It's happened in California. At first, a $5,000 reward was offered for information leading to the man's arrest. Now, thanks to donations from concerned citizens, that reward is now $40,000.
They'll never catch me.
Please don't suspect Kathy Whiteside in that, do they?
No, and not as far as I know.
Okay.
Some of this year's Oscar ballots are still missing. All 4,000 of the Oscar ballots were mailed last week, but Academy officials were starting to panic today. The U.S. Postal Service, which misplaced the ballots in 1982, apparently made the same mistake this year.
The first class ballots were put in with the third class bulk mail.
Oh, Charlie.
I love working for the post office. Look at the uniform. Yay.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
I'm Newman.
Get to know Charlie.
We get to know me and Joe. Joe Ardinger, my friend. With his Rolling Stones t-shirt.
This evening, some of the ballots have been recovered, but some are still missing.
Oops.
The ballots have to be in by March 21st. The awards ceremony is just 5 days after that.
Deuce Bigelow.
Get to know Charlie.
I love Ron Snyder.
In Helena, Montana. A 12-year-old boy lunged toward his bed to catch a football. He's going to be okay, but he landed on a pencil that pierced his heart.
You're not going to believe this!
For 2 hours, the boy and his mom watched the pencil flip back and forth with every beat of his heart. Like
incredible!
A metronome. His mom's a nurse, and she knew the pencil had to stay in until the boy was in surgery. Pulling it out would have meant that he would have been dead in minutes.
You're not going to believe this!
He had to be flown to Great Falls, Montana for that procedure.
Incredible!
Quoting the kid, I kind of felt it go in, but it didn't hurt, so I looked down, and then I started yelling, Mom, Mom, I'm going to die.
You're not going to believe this.
As I said, he's going to be fine. The whole thing happened, by the way, on the boy's birthday.
That's incredible.
Incredible.
Isn't it?
Oh, that was a great movie.
Thank you. He's here all week, every day at this time.
We'll be right back with more news and more comments.
That's what you wanted.
No, you got up, you left the office, you shut the door.
What I said I was going to do, I just thought it was important that you two have a little quiet time alone.
Deborah Dean and I are once again the closest friends.
That's great.
You know, there's something about Deborah Dean that just amuses me, and I'm glad that you have a good working relationship with her now.
We're closer than friends.
That's so nice. Yeah. She was a different person when she came out of that office.
We're very tight.
She was a much different person.
We're very tight.
She's special.
And I promised I wouldn't talk about anything else with Deborah Dean. Mm-hmm. At some point, she's going to come in here. She's going to address the issues.
That's great.
And we're going to get everything out in the open with Deborah Dean, who is my buddy. Knock it off, Rob. Also, I'd like to announce...
You are the instigator.
I'd also like to announce that David Hainline from the sales staff...
Mm-hmm.
...has stuff on his computer of midgets having sex with regular-sized people.
Dwarf pornography on Dave's... He's got the best computer in the building. I think everybody understands that now.
We were all just back there looking at these real-time movies he has of midgets... Midget girls.
Remember, Scott the Dwarf.
Dwarves.
Little people.
Excuse me. Dwarves
right.
Or little
dwarfs.
People.
Dwarves. Dwarves.
Dwarf women having sex with full-sized regular men.
He's got like 18 of these pictures.
Oh,
and he just went right down. I mean, I just...
They're gross.
And then he caps it off by showing us the 90-year-old woman who's naked.
Oh. This woman and her gigantic Grandma Gash.
What's wrong with
that? That should be her name, Grandma Gash.
Grandma Gash is out there, too.
So that's your update from the sales staff. I think I've worked out a truce with the lovely Deborah Dean.
Very good.
And David Hainline is just a freak.
Yes, he is indeed.
Back to looking at midget pornography.
But you know, I did run out of the office and abandon you in the office today, but I do screen all of David's material before you see it.
You should
know this, that I go in there and I make sure it's the only stuff you see is the
finest.
Absolute cream.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
And there's a lot of garbage he has that's just worthless. Like the quotes from football players, dumb quotes from football players he can just throw out the window. And he says to me,
do you want me to print that up for you?
He said, yeah, I'll get that right on the air, Dave.
Hold on, Lee, do you have a website David should go to?
I don't, but I do have emails of quadriplegic women having sex with guys.
Oh, the internet, Robbie, it's straight. We haven't evolved. The internet has done nothing to advance civilization.
I'm sure that you could forward that to David Hainline.
Yeah, he'd like it.
At DobieGillis.com.
Just for your information, that'd be the kind of stuff you probably wouldn't see.
Tom?
DobieGillis.com.
You got it. He'll be seeing it.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Take that, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Got to be working on his computer for 2 hours wondering why he can't get through with DobieGillis.com.
You know what I wouldn't trust about the internet?
Yeah.
Buzz, you haven't mentioned Super Tuesday yet, so I'm going to mention
true.
It. That I saw today that, like, in Arizona and other states, they're letting people vote on their computers.
Yeah. They're already doing
true.
That?
How could you possibly trust someone who doesn't come down to the place who just votes on their computer?
Is it done for specifically for absentee ballots?
It's done for lazy people.
It's open, I guess, to
anybody.
The Republican primary in Arizona, open to votes on the internet.
I would think that the potential for fraud would be absolutely astronomical.
Immense.
I would think so. I don't know the details of how that works, but you would think so.
I think primaries are a little loosey-goosey, though. When I voted in the primary here, all you had to do was sign a card promising, quote-unquote, that you're not going to vote again in another primary.
Yeah, but that's the one where you voted for Mussolini, and it's not, you know, I mean...
Don't count my boy out yet. But, you know, I think maybe that's just because it's a primary. Maybe they're just trying it out since it's not really a real election.
Right. And I know you voted for him just because you wanted to cover up the real guy you wanted to vote for.
It's a smokescreen.
I know.
Who's the real guy?
The one with the mustache.
I think we know.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Ross Biewak.
Oh, Adolf Hitler.
His white supremacist group.
In 2004.
Yeah, you watch now.
Are you having that movie screening this weekend?
Yes, I hope you come.
Never again.
Oh, God.
Okay, I buzz.
Never again.
The Vatican says Pope John Paul II will soon apologize for the sins of Roman Catholics over the centuries. The homily, written for this Sunday's Mass of Pardons, is still being written, but it's expected to include the Holocaust, the Inquisition, the Crusades, and other religious wars. It may also include the sins of present-day Catholics, including a failure to defend against abortions and sins against women and the poor. The Pope will visit Israel later this month. Reaction there to this news has been mixed. I'll tell you right now, the Pope is dropping in for a visit, and if I'm not mistaken,
hey dudes,
he's cooking something.
Your Holiness.
What are you cooking? Did you bring food with you, Your Holiness? I smell food.
That's Joe Ottinger.
Oh, the cabbage.
It's Joe Ottinger. I didn't know you knew Joe.
He's a good Catholic boy.
Oh, I had no idea. Absolutely no idea.
He offered me a pot brownie a moment ago. I said, hey, I can't have that. I'm the Pope.
How are you, Your Holiness?
I'm friggin' great.
Oh, that's good. I understand you're in the news once again.
Yes, here's the poem that I've written.
All right, go ahead.
On behalf of all Catholics, we would like to apologize for two things. That we don't let you use a rubber.
Okay.
Second, that Disney remade the movie Flubber. Thank you. Good night.
His Holiness John Paul.
That's all I apologize for.
Okay, Your Holiness.
Rubber, Flubber.
That's the two things?
That movie sucks. That's
you go on record with that.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice of you and very big of you to apologize.
Also like to apologize for Jacob the Clown. What was that awful movie?
It was Jerry Lewis's movie, I believe.
Yes. Oh, the one that Robin Williams did.
Jacob the Clown, all right.
I want to apologize for that.
Jacob
the Liar.
Also like to apologize for Mrs. Doubtfire.
You're not a big Robin Williams fan, is
also
that right?
Also Popeye.
Are there any Steve Martin films that you'd like to apologize
no,
for?
No, genius. Even Bowfinger was good.
Oh, no.
Oh, Your Holiness, I had no idea you were smile on the career of Steve Martin.
I'm biased. Just a man.
Well, you know what he's got? People should realize that he's wearing the Pope hat with the arrow through it right now.
Crazy, the jerk. In the jerk, his dog. It's named Itche Ed Hay. Oh, that's funny. He says, come here, Itche Ed Hay.
Oh,
funny.
Are you ever going to wear that King Tut robe that you used to wear from a...
Got a condo made of stone.
The Pope loves Steve Martin.
That's great.
King Tut.
Favorite
just,
comedian.
Just a man.
He's so good.
Yeah, you are just a man, isn't that right?
Just a man. Flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone, yes, we understand your
with
holiness.
Needs. Yes. And wants.
Right.
And desires.
We've established that.
Hi, J.O.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
That, too.
Oh, my.
Hi, J.O.
You still have the subscription to the Spice Channel, Your Holiness?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'll make you some holy water. I'm just a man.
Flesh and bone?
I'm just a man wearing a funny hat.
Is that the way you look at yourself?
Yes.
You're too humble, Your Holiness.
I have no powers.
You're truly great man.
I am not Superman. I am not Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, you underestimate your vast power and influence on the citizens of the world.
Christ, I'm feeble, though.
Yes, I understand it. The last couple of times you've been on camera, you're shaking a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
Are you okay?
I got the shakes.
You ain't taking anything for them?
I'm drinking.
What are you drinking? Martinis? With two olives?
Vodka martinis with two olives that have onions inside them.
That's your favorite, huh?
I'm urging all Catholics, and especially former Catholics,
yes,
to start drinking martinis heavily.
I will pass that along to the proper people that will receive your doctrine.
And remember,
yes,
sorry for rubber, sorry for flubber.
That's the mantra. That's what it is. We'll write that down. A directive from the Vatican.
Thank you.
From John Paul II.
And don't throw dogs from cars.
Oh, yes, I'm so glad you said that.
Thank you.
Very bad.
Thank you, Your Holiness.
See, you said one good thing there.
It's the snorting of the green in Trenton, New Jersey. Police there say they've never seen this before. They busted a guy yesterday for possession of 50 grams of crack cocaine. They say it was tinted green, apparently in preparation for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, God. Wow.
Is jealousy a good thing or a bad thing? Everyone agrees it's a bad thing when it leads to domestic violence or emotional abuse, but experts do not agree about whether more benign jealousy is a sign of a healthy relationship.